I have to say, I think the first one, I think, is definitely my favourite, the rosé. That was absolutely beautiful. The second thing. But it's quite interesting when you actually put them together, how different the taste is. Jake Yap has arrived in the studio. He's standing in for John Holmes.
Funny how I showed up when the free booth
Do you know what?
Started.
The amount of times you're trying to get the next presenter to come in on time, and then, you couldn't wait to get in.
You know, they were holding me back. It smells like Martin Roberts is on it. No, I'm kidding. What's got happy birthday?
Well, thank you. We're doing it quite well, aren't we?
I was thinking of trying to sort of sing happy birthday in a kind of
please don't
non-royalty
inducing way.
Can
I ask you, have you had English sparkling wines?
No.
But isn't that the interesting thing that people we need to...
You should.
Don't
you need to.
Is that the beaker
They're pouring
me?
A lot of it
what
away.
What are they doing?
I'm finding this so distressing.
I have to say that was Prosecco.
Yeah, we didn't like the Prosecco much, did we? I'm
did
quite
you
shocked.
Drink it?
Yeah,
I'll
I know.
We'll
leave it to the production crew. No, which one? That's the second one.
No, that's the rosé.
Oh, that's the rosé. Right, okay. Go for it. What do you think of this? It's Balfour. This is really nice. Mm. Let's just have silence and just.
I'd have to drink three or four more glasses to be absolutely
sure. To be absolutely sure. But okay, but this is the thing. And again, we're not going to get political because that's unfair on the London Wine Academy. But at the end of the day, you know, we are looking at a time where we may face tariffs. We may not. We are having these talks. We import an awful lot. The British are a big market for not just champagne, but for Carver as well, and for Prosecco. But maybe we should be looking at what our homegrown offerings more, English sparkling wines.
Absolutely. And it's not just sparkling as well. There's also still wines as well to explore.
And anyone can come along and do taste tests with you at the London Wine Academy.
They can, absolutely.
What's the address again?
I've done quite a few. All I'd like to say, bought and paid for, genuinely, a fabulous afternoon. Although a little bit of a lie down at the end of it.
A little nap.
A little.
And then back to it.
Absolutely. Clive Barlow and Liz Aiken. I can barely read. Do you know what? It's gone straight to my head.
I was going to say, it's a bad time to tell you how much of a lightweight I am. Like under half a glass of wine and I can feel it.
I love that you downed it that quickly. London Wine Academy, thank you very much for coming on my birthday. Very sweet. Jake Yap here, as we've already heard, in for John Holmes. What is happening on your show? I hope it's going to be more professional
now
than mine.
It's just me giggling helplessly in a corner and then having a sleep. We've got Follow the Leaders. This is our new feature that we launched yesterday, where we're following the party leaders around the UK. That's not filming. Relax.
You've just put a camera on me, which really threw me.
Yeah. I know, sorry. It's not recording.
Okay. But you're going to be following the party leaders and trying to make some sense of what they're saying.
Exactly that.
Good luck with that. We'll have to leave it now. It's 12:58. Thank you to my fabulous guest. Thank you to Rachel for generously staying on to drink booze with us. Jake Yap is here after the... You're enjoying that, aren't you? Jake is here with you after 1 o'clock.
Stay with me.
I'm going to come back tomorrow, hopefully without too much of a hangover. This is Talk Radio. Have a great afternoon. I know I will.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The Sunday Times Alternative Rich List on Talk Radio. Brought to you by Skoda. Driven by something different. All this week at Drive, Sam Delaney looks ahead to the amazing stories and secrets behind the nation's other gazetteer of greatness. Where wealth is defined by more than what's in your bank account. Investigate the Sunday Times Alternative Rich List. All this week at Drive from 4 with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. Brought to you by Skoda. Driven by something different.
Roll up, roll up. Come spin the wheel of uncertainty. Round and round and round she goes. What you'll pay, nobody knows.
If opening your broadband bill feels like this each month,
ooh, you lose.
Maybe it's time to switch to TalkTalk. Unlike BT and Sky, who've just put their prices up, our low monthly fixed price plans have a no price rise guarantee for their entire length. Like unlimited broadband for £22.95 a month, including line rental, for the whole 18 months. Break the wheel of uncertainty. Visit talktalk.co.uk. TalkTalk. For everyone. Conditions apply.
Get golfing with American Golf. Amazing offers to improve your game. Like 20% off all Adidas clothing and footwear until Thursday the 4th of May. And ask about our best value trade-in, where you can trade in your old clubs for brand new ones. Just bring in your clubs to over 100 stores nationwide for a free quotation. Don't miss American Golf's game-changing offers, in-store or online, at americangolf.co.uk. Terms and conditions apply.
Get all the exclusive showbiz scoops every day with The Sun. Join me, Dan Wootton, for the world's best showbiz column, Bazaar. Packed full with Access All Areas updates, plus the latest gossip from your favourite celebs. And know what's worth channel hopping for with Bazaar TV. Go on, pick up The Sun today for just 50p.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Yeah. It's Jay Gap in for John Holmes. Very good afternoon to you. Before anything else, let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Jay. Coming up, prison for cufflinked terrorist. Corbyn defends Labour's car crash interview, and thin mannequins are criticised.
Talk Radio.
A British cyber jihadi who provided what's been described as a one-stop shop for global terrorists has been jailed for 8 years. Samata Ulla, who's 34 and from Cardiff, hid his training guides for Islamic State group plots on James Bond-style USB sticks, which were disguised as cufflinks. Commander Dean Hayden from the Metropolitan Police says the content was used around the world.
He provided instruction and guidance in relation to accessing weapons and weapon systems. And as a result, we know terrorists around different parts of the world did actually access this library and found certainly his website extremely useful.
Jeremy Corbyn has defended Diane Abbott after she appeared confused over Labour's plan for 10,000 extra police officers in England and Wales. In an interview this morning, the Shadow Home Secretary said it would cost £300,000 over 4 years before correcting herself to about £80 million. The Labour leader has confirmed the policy will cost £300 million, something the Conservatives say funding through capital gains tax doesn't make sense. Liberal Democrat leader Tim Farran has criticised the Tories' approach to Brexit.
We believe the majority of the British people want us to stay in the single market. That's the evidence. Also, the majority of the British people do not want to be taken for granted by a Conservative government that assumes it's racing for a colossal landslide on the 8th of June. Britain needs a strong opposition, and the Liberal Democrats are the only people providing that strong opposition, given the chaos in the Labour Party.
The family and friends of a businessman who was shot during a botched burglary in Dorset have paid tribute to him. They say Guy Hedger, who died at his house in St Ives on Sunday, was a caring and compassionate man. A health watchdog is investigating claims that IVF clinics are offering women free treatment in exchange for half their eggs, which is against guidelines. An undercover investigation by the Daily Mail found the eggs are then sold to couples for thousands of pounds. And research on female mannequins in British shops has found all of them would be considered medically unhealthy if they were humans. Academics at the University of Liverpool say their study shows the need to reduce the emphasis on the value of extreme thinness.
Talk Radio National Weather.
The best of any sunshine in the west this afternoon. Cooler in the east with some showers across eastern England later. Highs of 17 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria. How are you? How was your bank holiday?
I'm good, thanks, Jake. It was lovely. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, thanks.
Good.
Yeah, you know, it's, for me, it's day two. You know, it's the start of the week for some people.
I know.
Do you sort of feel slightly comforted to be back in the routine in a funny way?
No.
Do you find bank holidays a bit stressful in a way?
No.
Okay.
I enjoyed having the extra day off and doing more stuff.
What stuff did you do? Or can you?
I went surfing on 2 days. I went to these underground caverns where there were zip lining and climbing. And then I climbed up Snowdon yesterday.
Wow. I sort of feel like quite the underachiever.
Oh, that's fine.
I just surfed and then went up a mountain and... My God. You're supposed to... Couldn't you have just sat indoors watching Jeremy Kyle or something?
No.
Fine. All right. Well, good for you. That's really great.
If it's any consolation, my legs hurt a bit today.
Yeah, I'll bet. That would be it for the year for me. What kind of bonus news is it today? Because I'm thinking Mineral would be great if you've been up Snowdonia.
I don't know.
Animal Festival or
Mineral. I don't know. I don't know what they've got in store.
It's Mineral.
It's not.
Yeah, we're telling you Mineral.
No, it's not. Mineral.
You went up Snowdonia. You've already done some. You're halfway there. You're nearly at the summit of the bonus news at 3:30. Thanks, Victoria. Let's have the sport, shall we?
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Manchester United defender Luke Shaw is understood to be needing a specialist after being forced off in Sunday's 1-1 draw with Swansea. The England left-back reportedly has ligament damage in his foot. United are already without defenders Phil Jones, Chris Smalling and Marcos Rojo. On to boxing, former 3-time world heavyweight champion Lennox Lewis believes Anthony Joshua can achieve what he did in the sport. That said, Tyson Fury reckons he could beat Joshua with one hand tied behind his back. Lennox Lewis told told TalkSport Fury would certainly give Joshua something to think about.
I don't think Joseph Parker would test. Deontay may be a test because he'd be all over the place. So it's just trying to contend with long arms and a man moving. I think the real test would be Tyson Fury.
Finally, on to cricket. This afternoon's IPL match sees defending champion Sunrisers Hyderabad face Delhi Daredevils. Sam Billings faces England teammate Chris Jordan. There's full live commentary over on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio.
Say you're a Sky TV customer and you hear that they're launching a new mobile phone network. Be nice if they cut you a better deal, don't you think? Well, what would you say to free unlimited calls and texts, whatever data plan you choose? Say hello to Sky Mobile. Sky, believe in better.
Free calls and texts to standard UK mobiles and landlines while you're a Sky TV customer. 12-month minimum term, acceptable use policy and terms apply. See sky.com/mobile.
JPF in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's a generic cover show, and I'm your generic host.
It's a generic show.
Your favorite presenter's gone away. They're looking for a brand new post.
Hello, it's very nice to be here. It's Jake Yap in for John Holmes all this week, 1 till 4. Other than that, it's kind of business as usual on Talk Radio. Cornelius is here, Cass is here, Marta's here. And Ez is here. He's going to be doing the newspaper review in a second. What a show we have for you this afternoon. Are you sort of slightly relieved to be back in your routine today? Because, I think most people are. You might fight against it. You might rail against it. You might see it as drudge. But, I don't know, there was a funny mood in the air yesterday. Like, not just me. Like, everybody said it was a bit weird yesterday. Mm. So, did you find it a bit weird, Colin?
Slightly. It's just more relaxed on bank holidays, I think.
I don't think it was. No. Anyway, let us help you forget all about your drab, wretched life with a raft of distractions. Namely, Follow the Leader, continuing our officially sanctioned news actuality-based stalking of the party leaders on the campaign trail. News Amon, which is all about spies today. Spies. Trump stuff, of course. Korea stuff, of course. And Toppling Juncture, the 2p coin sliding platform quiz show that has set the broadcast world alight with its originality. if you didn't hear yesterday's show, you're fine, because it's pretty much the same thing all over again today. Hooray! Welcome along. It's lovely to have you here. Why don't we just jump straight in? Es, hello, how are you?
I'm very, very good. Nice to meet you for the first time.
It's nice to meet you too. Yeah. And thanks for doing the paper review.
Of course.
How was your bank holiday? What did you do?
My bank holiday? What did I do on my bank holiday?
Did you
holiday?
Climb mountains and surf and stuff like Victoria? Because that's ridiculous.
No, I think I was recovering from a hangover, Jake.
Correct. Yes. That's the answer I was looking for.
Because,
thank
yes,
you.
Yes. I do that type of thing. I am old enough, contrary to my face. And I went to go see a film. It's a documentary. It was about...
Was it Peppa Pig, My First Cinema Adventure?
Wow. How did you know?
You said documentary and I just thought, yes.
This guy's amazing. Should we replace him?
No. So, yes, go on.
Yeah, so I was watching this. It was a documentary about the civil rights movement back in America, and obviously making allusions to all the stuff that's going on in America right now, and asking the question, you know, why did they bring us over? Obviously, communism and stuff. So was it intriguing?
Communism?
Yeah.
What's the communism, and what's that angle?
Well, in terms of obviously cheap labour and stuff, so...
Wait, communists didn't do that, did they?
Wait, did they?
Did they? Wasn't communists.
I might be using the wrong word here.
You took his... Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you mean like slaves?
Yes.
That's more capitalism, isn't it?
Capitalism. Sorry, yeah, my bad. Using the wrong word.
That's okay. I mean, there's a very old joke about that, which is, capitalism, it's man exploiting man. Communism, it's the other way around. Although it doesn't really make sense when you look at the philosophy of communism, but carry on. I'm sorry.
But that was basically it. And
was it a lot of laughs, or quite heavy?
No, very, very heavy. I mean, you came out the theatre being a bit awkward, because obviously there was only five black people in there.
Really?
And we're all quite young. So everyone else is, you know, obviously middle-aged, older and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And we come out and it's just like, you know, people being very nice to us, like holding the door open. It's just like, okay.
Is there anything I can do to attempt restitution on a macro scale?
You don't have to be nice to us. It's okay.
Wow, man.
So, but, it was really interesting. It was one of those things you kind of have to watch again to get all, because there was a lot of facts and a lot of opinions and stuff and interviews that you think, oh, I need to go and watch that.
Who made that film, do you know?
James Baldwin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he one of the Baldwin brothers? No. Sure, I was going to say.
But yeah, they told the story through a documentary through his experiences with Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and one of the other guys. I can't remember right now. But yeah, it was a really good documentary.
Yeah.
Really good documentary.
Well, everyone loves Malcolm X because, you know, he inspired Malcolm in the Middle, of course. So you've had a look at the papers?
Yeah, I've had a look at loads of papers today.
What are you?
All right, so normally how we do this, front pages, start off the front pages. So The Guardian, they're talking about May and her interaction with, how do you pronounce his name? Jean-Claude Juncker? Is that
Jean-Claude
right?
Juncker.
Jean-Claude Juncker. So the title reads, May fights accusation of botched and humiliating starts to Brexit talks. So the Brexit talks have not got off to a good start. And it's claimed that
to be fair, they were never going to exactly. Yeah, it was never going to be a kind of, hey, come on in, guys.
Yeah.
What do you want? Yeah, we can do that.
Do you want to just leave?
Can we give them that? Yeah, we can give you that. It's fine.
Well, here's some wine as well.
Yeah. Don't. Honestly, I just had some of Julia Hartley Brewer's.
Yeah, well, I don't get this.
Foaming.
It was a birthday, wasn't it?
And I was thinking about this as I was getting ready to go on air between having the wine and now. And well, I was thinking people are going to think, oh, he's putting it on. And I thought oh, I'm not going to allude to it because people would just be like, oh, he's doing that attention seeking. You know, like sort of idiots sort of go, oh, no, look at me. I'm drunk. Oh, no, I'm drunk. And they're not drunk. They just want attention.
Yeah.
I am drunk. I don't.
Oh,
I don't
no. You're not drunk.
I'm not drunk. Drunk.
You're not drunk. Drunk. You're like drunk. Drunk.
Guys,
drunk.
Take our clothes off. Come on. What is it?
He's currently taking his clothes off.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
But yeah, May. So it says here in The Guardian, it's claimed that she has warned the negotiators might not even get going unless she is accepted that the bloc would not talk about the future trade deal. So basically, Juncker's said, look, you're going to have to pay this divorce settlement kind of thing.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And if you don't do that, then, you know, the talks are not really going to go on. And
it's basically this thing of like, look, you know, we can't start talking about who gets the car until we've sorted out who gets the house. Yeah. Like, he's not letting you divide it all up. And
it is reported that he said his last words to the Prime Minister were, I'm leaving Downing Street 10 times more sceptical than I was before. So there's a lot of foreboding here that these talks are going to go on for a very, very long time. And it doesn't seem like May has got the upper hand here at all. So we're looking into a hard Brexit here, guys. So
I think a medium to firm Brexit. What else? What else you found?
What else have
then?
I got? Staying on the marriage kind of divorce theme, in India, brides are given. This is from the I newspaper. Brides are given bats for beating their husbands. Yeah. So
I'm sorry. What?
Yeah. So I'll read it out again. Brides are given bats for beating their husbands. So basically.
As wedding gifts.
Yeah, something old, something new.
Kind of, in a sense.
Something weaponized.
Something to turn and blue.
Something deadly. Yeah.
So 700 brides at a mass wedding have been giving these bats to basically deter their husbands who beat them. It's supposed to be some sort of deterrence to domestic abuse in marriages.
Let me make sure I'm totally clear on this.
Okay.
The wives have been given bats
to
beat their husbands.
Because they beat them.
Because the husbands beat the wives.
Yes.
I mean, we're sort of heading towards MAD here. You know, the whole mutually assured destruction. You know, wouldn't it be better if we just stopped the husbands beating the wives rather than scaling it up?
That is a good point.
But the tiny little nuclear bombs, you know, 50 years from now, it'll just escalate.
Well, the minister in charge of this said he wanted to draw attention to the domestic abuse that many rural women received from alcoholic husbands. So there's obviously a problem here with not only just abusive husbands, but using alcohol to then use it as an excuse to attack their wives. Christ. So he's given them bats to beat them with.
I mean, surely armor. Wouldn't armor be? Or just maybe just some. I don't know. I don't
think this is the best way to go about it. But
don't marry a guy who punches.
Maybe
just make it easier for women to get a divorce. And then some sort of support infrastructure for women who need to get a. Bats! You know, bats is cool too. Bats is cool too.
What's the?
It's banter in physical form.
Yeah. So what's the craziest this is moving on to my next story. The craziest conversation you've had with a taxi driver?
Oh, I had it last week actually.
Okay.
It was amazing. Well, it was this guy.
I don't know if it's going to top this, but go on.
Really?
Yeah.
It was with this guy. He was from Ethiopia. And we pulled in, like, in some traffic. And there was, like, a sort of yard beside the road where these guys were moving these big lumps of just grey stone, like completely nondescript grey stone. And he went, "I know that stone." I said, "What?" He says, "From my hometown." I was like,
"Really?"
And he's like, "Yeah, it's marble. It's from this mountain by my hometown." And this guy basically just stole the mountain. He took the whole lot, quarried it all out, didn't really pay anybody very much money at all, if anything, to do it all, and then sort of laundered it as Italian marble and has made billions out of it.
Wow. Okay. Maybe your story does top mine.
Maybe, yeah, but maybe. I tell you what, why don't we... I'm going to tease yours.
Oh.
And we're going to make people wait for you.
Oh, you can big reveal.
Out, you can find out the even better story after this.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Next up on Sounds Fantastic is this.
Hey, you give to me all of your money, and maybe I give to you a few extra megabytes.
Ooh, that was the merciless broad bandit. Fear not and listen up.
Go compare.
That's the sound of the very first place you should be looking for your ideal broadband deal.
If you want to decide, it should be your favorite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
Van Buster, now on. Pulsecrete, 20 kilograms, just £3.42 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade Point members only.
This WeBuyAnyCar.com advert comes with a 5-star rating. 5 stars? I'm happy with that. No, it's not down to my captivating personality and witty presenting style. WeBuyAnyCar.com has a very nice 5-star review on Trustpilot. Thanks, guys. You're too kind. Stop it. If you're happy with that, sell your car the 5-star way. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Score yourself a winner with The Sun. Join me, The Sun's chief football reporter, Neil Ashton, for all the latest stats, chats and spats. Our coverage is more Pep than Guardiola, tackles opponents tougher than Terry, and scores more winners than our mates Zlatan. Plus, don't miss your number one football pullout. It's goals every Monday, Wednesday, Saturday and Sunday. Go on, pick up The Sun today for just 50p.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Lancashire's M55 remains closed westbound between junctions 1 for Fulwood and 3 for Kirkham after an accident earlier today. Investigation work is taking place now. Trap traffic has been released, but there's delays towards the closure. To Devon, where in Sawton, the westbound A30 has been closed again at Sawton Cross for the full recovery of an overturned vehicle. You're being diverted via the slip roads. There's reports of a breakdown on the northbound M3 at junction 11 for Winchester South, and Cardiff's westbound M4 is queuing towards an accident near the Corriton interchange. I'm Gerina Adams.
Say you're a Sky TV customer, and you hear that they're launching a new mobile phone network. Be nice if they cut you a better deal, don't you think? Well, what would you say to free unlimited calls and texts, whatever data plan you choose? Say hello to Sky Mobile. Sky, believe in better.
Free calls and texts to standard UK mobiles and landlines while you're a Sky TV customer. 12-month minimum term, acceptable use policy and terms apply. See sky.com/mobile.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. The biggest breaking news stories, headline-grabbing guests, an outspoken opinion with the man who's waking up the nation.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss.
If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. 100% hard talk.
Jake Yap in for John Holmes.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Ah, oh, do you know what? I press the button every time. So I'm not drunk. Oh no, I'm drunk. Oh no. I'm not drunk. You know, there's nothing wrong with a glass of wine with a meal.
You're going to become one of those viral radio presenters, aren't you?
I'm going to be on, what's
like
it called?
Like a BBC local.
Is it radiofail.tk?
I don't know, I've never...
Oh, it's fantastic. They've catalogued all of the worst moments on air. They are horrendous. And, of course, the lovely thing is I can't quote any of them because I'm on air. But, yeah. Oh, no. I had a glass of wine with a meal. It's just the meal was a Tic Tac. Anyway, it's Jake Yap in for John Holmes all this week, 1 till 4. Otherwise, business as usual. Cornelius is here. We've got lots coming up. We're going to be finding out what's going on with Trump and Kim Jong-un in about 25 minutes. But in the meantime, we're finding out what's going on in the papers with Ez. So we're talking about cab drives.
Yeah, we were.
Cab rides, right? Mm. And I think this could be a potential thing for people to text in about.
Maybe.
The weirdest cab journey they've ever had. Okay, this is going to be awful.
Yeah, it's going to be awful,
totally
guys. I'm just, we bigged it up.
That's
too much.
Radiofail.tk if you'd like to listen again. Go on then.
So, this woman in Australia, she was, getting an Uber, as you do, driving along, and this she gets in conversation with the driver, and he says that he's part of ISIS. And he wants to blow up the Australian Parliament. So obviously, these guys are supposed to be clandestine. And just gone, you know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
I did it. I'm part of ISIS. So? And I'm going to do it.
Was
I'm going to do
actually,
something.
Then, do we know? Has he been arrested? Yeah,
is he not just bragging?
He
could have been joking as
he's
well.
He's been suspended by Uber. And I think he has been arrested. Because she, after hearing this, she said, could you just, stop there by the petrol station?
Yeah, he's fine. Anyway, he's fine. Just on the left or right or in the middle of the... I'm just going to tuck into a ball and roll. Wow.
Yeah, so then she called the police afterwards. So that, yeah. So that was a story.
What rating did she give him on Uber?
I think she was still nice and gave him a 3.
Yeah.
Gave him a 3.
Yeah, it was still a good driver.
Member of ISIS.
He was great at driving, like
member of ISIS, but it was a clean cab. And wow.
Yeah.
But, surely that's sort of silly bragging, Isn't that what I'm pure ISIS. I'm pure ISIS.
He might have been drunk.
He wouldn't have been. I'm sure Uber drivers would never do such a thing.
Next story?
Yeah, although I'm kind of interested in the weirdest cab rides people have ever had.
I had one fairly recently on the way home from a night out when a guy was just so happy because he'd found out that he was having a third child that day.
Oh.
And obviously that's something really that you keep to yourself and between you and your partner because it was quite early days.
I'm telling everyone.
But he confided in
when
me.
When he said he's having a third child, how recently had it been conceived? this afternoon. Anyway, go on.
No. he was like just really happy. Never been happier to be driving his cab. He's just like, oh God, and he was just so happy. He's just like, I just love my wife so much.
Aww,
and I'm just sat in the back, just going, God, I hate it when cab drivers talk.
You cold hearted.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I had one. I used to live in South East London. And once, I got in a minicab, this guy is sort of all that talk like that. Yeah, and it's like, do you mind if just on the way? Yeah, I just got to stop off. Yeah, I just got to just drop something off. Yeah, I can't really say what it is. And he basically. The guy was a mule. He did a drug.
No, he did a drug deal.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
And you would not get that on Uber. This was long before Uber.
What type of drug was it?
it was very Moorish. I don't know what it was, but it was very Moorish. I have no idea. But yeah.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, so my point is, what's the weirdest cab drive you've ever had? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
What he said. Or you can do the Twitter.
Start your message with anything. Any word you'd like. What we should point out is that you might be a cab driver, in which case, what's the weirdest passenger?
Yes!
I like that one.
Oh, yeah, times 1,000. Yeah. Why don't you ring us up on your hands-free when it's safe to do so? On 0344 499 1000, the strangest cab ride stories, please. Because everyone's had
everyone's got
weird one,
yeah.
They?
It's one of those
had
ones.
A weird one. What you got next for us, Ez?
We're moving on to the Times, and how scientists do all these surveys and research and stuff into important stuff. But here, I think they've done something critical here, and this is an important news story. So scientists have conducted a survey of how close we like to stand to people, and found that
I love this story. Yeah.
Among many other things, that the British and Argentinians may be destined to suffer cultural misunderstandings. So we're in the top 10, I think top 5 actually.
For proximity.
Yeah, proximity. We don't like standing to... I think it's... I'm just reading off here.
Wow.
UK.
Yeah.
We like to stay over 3 metres away from a stranger.
3 metres?
Yeah, 3 metres.
That seems excessive.
Is it feet? I think it's feet.
Is it feet? Yeah, it's feet. My bad. Yes. Yeah. Feet.
Yeah.
And Romania. Wow. Over 4 feet. They want to stay away from strangers.
But here's the thing. They've got the space. We're a small island.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
You get on a busy commuter train, and you know you're pressing right up against them.
Yeah,
you practically need vegetable oil to get out the carriage.
Yeah, I mean, so this research was published It was an attempt to basically work out how culture, wealth, and even weather affected your ideas of personal space. Mm. And it's quite interesting. In Saudi Arabia, they've got the highest distance away from... So it has here this chart, close relationship, personal acquaintance, a stranger. And Saudi Arabia, the highest for standing away from a person in a close relationship, is over 3 meters. So that's
feet,
more than...
Feet. 3 meters. Hello?
And that's more than Romania.
That's so extraordinary, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the closest for people who are in a close relationship is Argentina. Well, so that's the because all they do is tango all day. If you take the average, I mean,
That's a fair point as well. I mean, they say here that hotter climates will make people stand closer because of the... Yeah. What does it say here? Bohemian and emotional intensity evoked by pleasant weather. So if it's nicer weather, you're more likely to stand closer to a complete stranger on the street.
Okay, I describe it.
It doesn't make sense.
I describe it as an averagely mild spring day today. Mm-hmm. I'd like to do a little experiment with Cornelius.
I'm already standing up right now. Cornelius is reluctantly standing up.
Because I'm just getting ready.
Oh, he's taking your shirt off.
That's fine. You're comfortable.
Well, you can't take that out, Jake.
It's about 3 feet.
Yeah.
Comfortable.
I'm fine.
Okay, I'm gonna come.
He's got his hoodie up, Cornelius. I don't think he's very comfortable.
That has entered my range.
Okay.
Are we stepped closer?
Now. Are you comfortable?
That's a foot.
No, I'm not. Your face is too close to my face.
He's about kissing. He's kissing distance now. He's about to go in for the kiss.
I once played homosexual chicken with Ricky Gervais. That's my claim to fame.
Wow.
Yeah, and I won.
Yeah, so, I mean, you were quite
intense
there.
I won't say how it ended.
Yeah.
But because
We'll keep it PG.
Well, it's just because it's banal. anyway, let's press on, shall we?
Yeah, press on. We're staying in the Times newspaper. Facebook have come out today say they're sorry for tracking insecure teens on the web. So an Australian bank has exposed this in a confidential document that has explained how technology was able to identify moments when young people needed confidence boost. So basically they tailored their adverts to this document showed that they tailored their adverts towards kids who at certain points in the day or the week felt stressed, defeated, overwhelmed, anxious, and then tailored adverts towards these teens. So Facebook had come out and had to apologize for this.
That's pretty cynical, isn't it?
Yeah,
that is pretty low.
Are you surprised though that companies do this?
Well, no.
Algorithms flying about and ways of trying to tailor certain products to certain people based on their Amazon, you know, search history.
Well, when you hear
about
what happens, you know, with political influence now with elections, where on Facebook for I think the presidential election in the States, they made 1,500 different adverts for different personality types.
Really?
Yeah. And it was all to appeal in a certain way to a certain person that would apply to their values. So if someone was insecure, you'd say, this candidate will keep you safe. And you have a sort of silhouetted picture of someone looking vulnerable in a house. Whereas if they were more sort of patriotic and traditional in their values, you'd have a guy fishing with his son saying that we'll keep you strong and secure and safe to enjoy time with your family. It's extraordinary.
It shows how much there's a lot of money in this, and a lot of people are willing to pay over the odds to tailor stuff towards kids. And there's stuff here. It says anticipatory emotions are more likely to be expressed earlier in the week, while reflective emotions increase on the weekend. So so between Monday and Tuesday is about building confidence, and the weekend is for broadcasting achievements. So you're more
Look at me!
You're on the weekends, aren't you? Broadcasting
achievements. Yeah,
your all talk radio is broadcasting achievement.
Yes, I am. Rather than anticipating anything,
yeah,
there's definitely nothing to anticipate.
So I found that interesting.
That was interesting. And sadly, I think we're going to have to leave it there.
Okay.
We've run out of time. But
oh, no.
Ez, thank you so much for coming
problem.
And doing that. Really
nice
appreciate it. It was
well.
Lovely to meet you. Yeah. And doubtless, we'll see you soon on this show.
For sure.
Thanks a lot. Now, though, it's just about 1:30. We've got what the hell is going on? I'm going to be talking about Trump and Korea in 15 minutes or so. But in the meantime, why don't we catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Talk Radio.
A man who hid terrorist material on USB sticks disguised as cufflinks has been jailed for 8 years. Samata Ulla from Cardiff was arrested when police raided his home and found the extremist material on 60 devices. The information was then shared to other terrorists. Sati Baines is a computer expert and says the encrypted data made it difficult for agencies to track down.
The key issue that they all have in this is actually you've got a more educated workforce coming along. You've got people, millennials, who play with computers all day long. They understand it. They have to break these systems. They're not easy to break. They're not designed to break.
Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn is defending Diane Abbott after she appeared confused over their plans for 10,000 extra police officers in England and Wales. The Shadow Home Secretary said it had cost £300,000 over 4 years before correcting herself during the interview to say around £80 million. Friends and family of a businessman have paid tribute to him after he was shot dead during a botched burglary in Dorset. They've described Guy Hedger as a caring and compassionate man. It's claimed some IVF clinics are offering women free treatment in exchange for half their eggs. The Daily Mail carried out an undercover investigation and found the eggs are then sold to couples for thousands of pounds. And some sports stars say proposals to scrap athletics world records set before 2005 because of doping fears are wrong. Among them is Paula Radcliffe, who says the idea by European Athletics fails clean athletes. The weather, the best of any sunshine in the west. Cooler in the east with some showers across eastern England. Highs of 17 degrees is more in half an hour.
Thanks very much, Victoria. How do you feel about physical proximity? I just did an experiment with Cornelius that went extremely well and he loved it.
No, I have a thing. I don't like people getting in my personal space, especially if I don't know them.
Would you describe yourself then as Romanian when it comes to personal space?
Excuse me?
Well,
would
this
you describe
was,
yourself
this was
as...
the article.
Yeah, basically right. They did this test of different nationalities to see who likes the most distance in a relationship. And it's Romania. So maybe you've got some Romanian heritage there, Victoria. Something to explore, I think, maybe.
I don't know. I mean, from both my parents, our family history is quite boring.
Where are they from?
Well, my dad's from Essex originally, my mum Manchester.
That's exotic.
Isn't
quite
it?
Exotic.
But there's nothing interesting in like where we come from.
No.
Some Irish from years and years ago, but
are
nothing
you,
more exotic.
Nothing vampiric in there?
No.
Okay.
Fine. I wish there was something more interesting, but no.
Well, what will be interesting in 2 hours' time is when you fulfil your contractual remit.
It's not actually. Contractually obliged to do bonus news. I just do it because I'm told to and berated on air if I don't.
You're right, that's quite cruel, isn't it?
I'm contractually obliged to do the news and the weather,
yeah.
But not bonus news.
Okay. Well, can you
still do it anyway?
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't feel like doing it today.
Well,
I just feel like...
Don't try and, you know, I know what this is. I'm basically a supply teacher, you know, and I know that, like with supply teaching, you have the time it takes from the moment they walk in through the door into the classroom to the moment when they sit behind the desk. You've decided, like, is this person going to have my respect or contempt?
And now, you did not have my respect from the moment I walked in because you were in my place and I was like, why isn't he moving?
We
will berate you.
I think I'm willing to do that.
Fine.
I'm just feeling quite lazy.
That's good.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see what happens at 3:30 when we have the bonus news or bonus beration.
Get it ready.
Yes. No, we'll prepare some material for you, Victoria, if that's the way you want
just
to go with it.
A bunch of Victoria-based slams for, for a few
it's
minutes.
It's going to be basically heckling and jeering.
I think I'd like to hear that. I mean, I get quite a few on Twitter anyway, so I'm getting used to it.
That's right, we all get it on Twitter. Don't worry about it. Thanks very much, Victoria. We'll see you at 2:00. Thanks a lot. Play the thing. Cool.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house go down in value? Will it go up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy the let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get. What? Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So we are soliciting your weird cab rides, weird experiences you've had in a taxi. Following that story of the woman in Australia whose cab driver said, I'm a member of ISIS, you know. Oh, yeah. Anyway, it's fine. So, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Or you can ring us up, 0344 499 1000, with your bizarre stories of cab rides. And I believe we have one now. It's a personal space call. I'm sorry. I didn't realise that. Yeah, I know. You just told me that, Cass. Thanks very much. Good. We're having a lot of fun. And that's the end of the show from me. I'll be back tomorrow.
Come on, fine. Carry on.
CJ, hello!
Hello, sir. Good morning. Afternoon.
Good night. How do you feel about personal space, then?
Oh, well...
Are you in the Romanian camp or the Argentinian?
I'm a very fruity human being, so I don't really have an issue with personal space. You know, I'm happy to cuddle anyone in it.
Yeah, no, me too.
You know... I've actually got a taxi story too, but I'll tell you this one first.
Okay, fine, good.
Because the way the universe is built on, because of the molecules in our bodies, when we actually touch another human being, we're not actually physically touching them because the atoms in our bodies are actually just repelling the atoms in their bodies. So we never really do touch anyone, which is quite sad, really.
Oh, I do. That's an interesting, because I've never really understood
actual science there.
I've never understood atoms. You can't tell me, I'm looking at my hand now, you can't tell me that's made up of bits of things
that are held
together by some sort of force.
And it's amazing the amount of atoms in our bodies and the space between them. We're practically made up of nothing if you look into it.
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing, you know, how it works. I don't know that much about it, but I've got a bit of familiarity with the science of it, you know.
That's very impressive. So that's why it doesn't bother you, because you know you're not really touching them.
Well, no, it doesn't bother me because I'm a pervert, so.
I was going to say, what happens when, you can't really actually touch someone, but sometimes a little bit will come off?
No, it doesn't work like it. Because of the magnetic fields of different... I don't know the science because I'm not a science person, but
yeah.
If things repel each other and bounce off each other, as naughty as that sounds.
So you're a things repel guy rather than a things attract guy.
The way my love life's going at the moment, yeah, I'm definitely a rappel guy.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry. Now, you had a cab story as well, right?
Yeah, I was out on a Friday night, and a lot of my biker friends were having a hen do.
Sorry, except what? Your biker friends were having a hen do?
Sorry, a stag do.
Every time a cab showed up... Not that you can't be a woman biker, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying...
I want to be clear.
Okay.
But every time a taxi showed up, they decided it would be funny to do conga lines through them.
Oh. Through the taxi?
Through the taxi,
oh.
Yeah.
So open both the doors and run through them.
That's a lot of fun.
And one was dressed as a baby. They had the horse... You know those, horse things?
Inflatable costumes.
Sort of like that, yeah. And they kept dancing through the damn taxis.
Were these black cabs?
Any cab that showed up, they literally would crawl through, dance through.
There's an option now, isn't there? There's like an Uber X button and an Uber Conga button. Is that right?
apparently so.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, and do you remember my Daleks?
How could I forget your damn Daleks.
What was this?
He's got... How many Daleks have you got now? Are they breeding? Is it a breeding program?
In total, there's 46 of them, but I bought 25 from a friend who was doing a charity auction.
Right.
An NSPCA. So...
Yeah. Yes, NSPDA.
But there's a twist on the story.
Go on.
The person I bought the Daleks off has been fired.
Into space? Why?
Because I tried paying them via PayPal. PayPal said, "Nah, mate, I'm not doing this today." We decided I was going to pay her directly, and she was going to pay the charity from her account.
Right.
So we did that. NSPCA said, "Nah, you can't do that. We're sacking you." So they actually fired her for that.
Oh.
So these Daleks are now a reminder that because of my Dalek purchase, someone's lost their job.
Look, I'm not being funny, but, you know, you start getting involved with Daleks and carnage and suffering is going to ensue. I mean, that's sort of their job on a universal level.
It's such a shame because, you know, she loves animals and she's in it to support the animals, not in it to get money. And
it's a sad story. And it's a sad note to have to leave this call on, CJ, but we've run out of time, I'm afraid.
We usually do.
It happens at some point. If only you'd bought a TARDIS instead of a Dalek. CJ, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for your call, though.
Cheers, CJ.
0344-499-1000 for your strange taxi rides. In the meantime, we're going to be talking about Trump and Korea after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Global superstars Jamiroquai return with the fantastic new album, Automaton. Featuring the singles Cloud Nine and Automaton. Out now.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We didn't have a lot to do, and the results spoke for themselves. We received over £2,500. So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
At DFS, you'll find an inspiring choice of spring collection sofas. They're all handmade to order and up to half price. But selected sofas end Monday. DFS.
Get golfing with American Golf. Amazing offers to improve your game. Like 20% off all Adidas clothing and footwear until Thursday the 4th of May. And ask about our best value trade-in, where you can trade in your old clubs for brand new ones. Just bring in your clubs to over 100 stores nationwide for a free quotation. Don't miss American Golf's game-changing offers, in-store or online, at americangolf.co.uk. Terms and conditions apply.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
There's delays for the M60 if you're clockwise. The lorry's broken down at junction 14 for the East Lancs Road, so heavy on the approach to that. Really slow for the M55 in Lancashire, west towards the closure at junction 1 for Fullwood. The closure continues to 3 at Kirkham. The road is closed for accident investigation work. The west of Shrewsbury, the A5 struggling because of work in the Montford Bridge area. There's queues into Bristol on Rupert Street, the A38, because of roadworks as you head towards the Cenotaph. But better news in Devon for Sawton's A30. It is all open now. I'm Joanna Adams.
Say you're a Sky TV customer, and you hear that they're launching a new mobile phone network. Be nice if they cut you a better deal, don't you think? Well, what would you say to free unlimited calls and texts, whatever data plan you choose? Say hello to Sky Mobile. Sky, believe in better.
Free calls and texts to standard UK mobiles and landlines while you're a Sky TV customer. 12-month minimum term, acceptable use policy and terms apply. See sky.com/mobile.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned a whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Get turned on to all killer, no filler conversation. Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Thank you very much indeed. Yes, I've got the jingle. It's right here. Fine.
What the hell is going on?
There we go. Yes, indeed. It's Jake Gabb in for John Holmes, and we're asking what the hell is going on. It's a question I ask myself about every sort of 3 or 4 minutes. But right now we're talking about Trump and international policy as regards the Middle East and the House of Lords. They've called for fresh alliances to be forged in the region, and they've criticised approaches to Syria, Arab Spring and Saudi arms sales. Let's talk to Adel Darwish, who's on the line. Hello there.
Oh, hi there. Good afternoon.
Hi there. Good afternoon. Thanks very much for taking time to talk to us today. Have you read about what the Lords have suggested, and what do you make of it?
Yes, I read the report, actually. Well, I have to take it with a bit with a pinch of salt. On one hand, obviously, we have to have our own policy. We understand this region much, much better than the Americans do. And had they probably listened to our advice and give us more sort of leadership on the political campaign in Afghanistan and Iraq, the outcome would have been a bit different and be better.
Let me just, I want to be clear. When you say listen to our advice, whose advice are you talking
well,
about?
Well, the British advice.
Right.
Yeah, so it's actually that, though I'm not talking about myself, not right. Really.
just checking.
We know this area quite well. But also, I might be a little bit cautious. We can't do anything without America. I mean, we have to be quite clear about it. When Britain, the late Lady Thatcher, led the campaign to liberate Kuwait from Iraq, in fact, President Bush, the father, was quoting, you know, the famous quote, "It's not time to go wobbly, George." She showed leadership, but you still need America to form any coalition, to put pressure in the Security Council, to get the legal background, and to put forces on the ground. So we must always liaise with America. Secondly, I probably differ with the House of Lords on the threat that posed from Iran. I mean, President Trump correctly see that President Obama didn't get a good deal with the nuclear deal with Iran. It's not just inspecting the nuclear facilities, their intention in the region. So that's where I differ with House of Lords.
Right, because the Lords, they've said that that Boris Johnson should support the Iran nuclear deal, and this is loathed by Trump, isn't it? And so you say that, you know, we can't do anything without the states, and basically the House of Lords have said, well, they said, this is the quote, "The mercurial and unpredictable nature of policymaking by President Trump has made it challenging for the UK government to influence US policy so far, a challenge that's not likely to ease." Are they basically saying we should just pull out of any kind of special relationship?
Well, that would be a very dangerous thing indeed to do. I mean, we have seen what's quite a cold relationship with Obama, and there is a chance. President Trump, yes, he's unpredictable. Yes, he wouldn't be sort of the top guest to my dinner party, but he is an Anglophile. He loves Britain. He returned. Winston Churchill bust the Oval House on the first day there. And he said we are in the front of the queue. And I think we should really, instead of alienating him, we should be using our charm and our influence to try to give more advice and explain that we know the area.
But at what price do we do that? I mean, if there are certain things that, you know, on a principle we can't agree with, what do we do? Do we just swallow it and lie back and think of England?
No, there's always a way actually out of it. I mean, I can think of 1986, probably many of the younger listeners don't remember that, when we had very good place in the Middle East, when the Americans being shot at and the French being shot at, that's during the trouble in Beirut, in Lebanon. And our troops were just giving chocolates to kids there. But then when we allowed the Americans to use the air bases to bomb Libya in 1986, we had the first Brits being kidnapped there. Luckily, I wasn't, but the other colleagues were kidnapped there. So we don't want to reach this position. This time when they bombed Syria, they didn't use our bases and so on. But we can always work there. And let's remember that every Security Council resolution that is not vetoed, that is successfully voted in, is actually being written and drafted by Britain, British diplomats. So we still actually got quite influence over the American administration, but it's how to do it rather than having a megaphone diplomacy.
Megaphone diplomacy, that's a great phrase. Is that yours, or is that like a thing that everyone knows? Oh, and I don't?
It's an old one being used for
it's a good
years.
One. I like that. Let's talk about Palestine, because the report talks about a two-state solution in Palestine. Where does Trump stand on that, and where do we stand on that, and where would the House of Lords like us to stand on that?
Well, Trump is a little bit ambiguous on that one. He promised to move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. As we know, Jerusalem is a disputed city claimed by both the Palestinians and the Israelis, and Britain and all the countries sort of have not really recognized it as the sort of official capital, although it's a de facto capital. So the embassies actually are in Tel Aviv and the consulates are in Jerusalem. But he actually was advised by his people, it's too early to do that, don't do it. Secondly, we advised the Palestinians when it came to the House of Commons, and I think William Hague was still the Foreign Secretary, the advice to the Palestinians was not to go and declare a unilateral state now, don't go and join this and that in the Security Council, because it's actually better to get agreement with all the parties, including the Israelis, because our view here is a two-state solution, one for the Palestinians, one for the Israelis, and B, direct negotiations between the parties. And now the Palestinians are actually split. So is it going to be three-state solution because Hamas controlled Gaza? Most people consider them as terrorist organizations. So there are a lot of complications on that. But where the House of Lords is coming from, if we want to show commitment to the two-state solution, which was actually an Anglo-American and then world-adopted idea, then at least we should recognize the Palestinians as a state. I think there's a lot of work to be done on this, and I think we should really liaise with the Americans and with the rest of Security Council, a permanent five members, on that one. We shouldn't do it unilaterally.
And how do you think this report's going to have gone down in the Foreign Office?
Well, off the record, I'd be unhappy about it. And there's always, I probably quote Sir Humphrey Appleby here, that when sort of even in Downing Street try to do their own foreign policy, the Foreign Office becomes very worried and unhappy, because they say you are going to undo by politics decades of work we do in the Foreign Office. So the Foreign Office like to do their own things in a quiet way. Like, for example, the criticism of arms deals and arms sales and so on. The Foreign Office do not like, again, I use the term megaphone diplomacy, they would like to see it on the headline and discussed on sort of news programs like ours.
Yeah. And finally, do you think the States will pay any attention to this report?
I think the States, United States especially, a sensitive, sort of thin-skinned president like Trump, he would need some assurance. I'm almost certain the British Embassy in Washington, although I don't have any information, but I think they would be doing a very good job in assuring him that's an advisory report, that's not a government policy.
Yeah, they didn't mean, that's not, they would just say, yeah. Well, thanks very much indeed for talking to us about that this afternoon. It's really helped kind of clarify what the hell is going on there. Thanks a lot. That was
a pleasure. Thank you.
Adele Darwish, Westminster correspondent and political commentator. It's an extraordinary story that I feel like the House of Lords, they've gone a bit rogue lately. They've gone a bit rogue, haven't they?
Yeah, slightly.
Yeah, a little bit rogue.
Brexit and etc.
All the business, exactly. In the meantime, we've had some of your funny cab ride stories, which, frankly, it's more digestible over your lunch. Although some of them... this was because there's a story in the news that an Australian woman got into a cab and the cab driver said, I'm a member of ISIS, you know. You what? So we've been soliciting your strange cab ride stories. Ollie says, I had a cab booked for 0530. The driver arrived at 0350. And proceeded to use a brass knocker on the door and ring the house phone to wake up the whole house. Nice. I told him, you're 2 hours early. I'm doing that voice on his behalf. He didn't say that.
You're 2 hours early.
The cab driver went off in a huff at 05:30. I ring him and he says he'll be 20 minutes.
Oh, dear.
Finally, he arrives at 05:55 and he's bought Satsumas, says Ollie.
Well, if anything, he made up for it then, really. Yeah.
Then he rang his controller with me in the car to tell him that I made him late. It was the Satsumas. Ollie said, needless to say, I never used them again. One star. And, oh, man. Angharad says, weirdest cab ride ever was after a friend's hen do. It was in Soho in London, and it was cobbled. And I went on a rickshaw.
Oh, dear.
And I was 37 weeks pregnant. I had to get out and walk. Everything was fine.
The baby's called Rick now.
Yeah. And Brandon simply says, it was the cab ride where my card was skimmed. Oh, man.
Oh.
I still have this theory that the locks on the doors here at Talk Radio, you have an identity card and
you just tap it
against the thing and it lets you into the secure office. Toilets are less secure, but I mean, there's still a barrier, you know. But why not keep the toilets secure? Anyway, I just have this theory because I know they're always looking to make small economies here. Mm. I think because I keep my ID pass in my wallet with my other cards.
As do I, yeah.
Yeah, I think they're just taking £5 off my bank card every time I hold my ID pass up to that reader. Just a theory.
It'd be quite a good idea. Yeah. Or just, you know, just tap your Oyster.
Well, not at work. Paul says, I was in Bolivia. Guy took his hands off the wheel, overtaking at 90 miles an hour. Let me just say that again. The guy took his hands off the wheel, overtaking at 90 miles an hour.
He must be a good driver.
To look at me full face and ask, are we friends? Oh, my God. Are we friends? Yes. Yes. I made my peace with dying there. He also put his hand on my heart to feel it racing because I was freaking out so much. Don't freak out. Don't freak out. Please, 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 please. Oh, that's terrifying. That's awful. Man. And Isabella says that her driver announced that his name was Abubakar. He said, you can tell all your friends you were in an Uber car with Abubakar. I did.
Yeah.
And now we're telling you.
Yeah, I'm glad.
That's awesome. I love all of that. Have we got... Penguinland said there was a... they were listening to the radio in their cab. He was in Dublin, and they said, there's a bomb scare on such and such a street. And it was the street they were going to.
Really?
Oh, that would be terrifying. Terrifying. Anyway, keep those coming. Weird cab rides that you've had. 0344 499 1000 if you want to ring us up. Or you can text 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Start your message anywhere you like.
Yeah. And there's a little bit of sort of any other business stuff. Which was Dave. He said that he's going completely fanboy over someone I mentioned on air yesterday. She got in my cab. Oh, that's weird. He says, I may have had a lot of coffee there. Ruth Bratt. Yeah, I was talking about a comedian, Ruth Bratt, who... do you know her, Cornelius?
Ruth Bratt. I can't say it's a name that rings a bell.
She's brilliant. She's a very, very funny character improviser. In fact, I think she may have done some big debates.
I do know her. I've met her.
Okay, then. I'll tell you what. We'll take a break.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
The Sunday Times Alternative Rich List on Talk Radio. Brought to you by Skoda, driven by something different. All this week at Drive, Sam Delaney looks ahead to the amazing stories and secrets behind the nation's other gazetteer of greatness, where wealth is defined by more than what's in your bank account. Investigate the Sunday Times Alternative Rich List. All this week at Drive from 4 with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. Brought to you by Skoda. Driven by something different.
Hey Lego Batman, did you know that you can join Sky TV from £22 a month and enjoy big screen drama exclusively on Sky Atlantic?
Go on, I'm listening.
And you'll still get all your Freeview favourites.
Oh, I love it, keep going.
What's more, new and existing Sky TV customers can also add the UK's lowest price fibre for £20 a month for 18 months, including line rental. And the total setup fee is £39.95.
That's a pretty sweet deal.
It is, isn't it? Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better. Lowest price over 18 months. New 18-month contracts. Sky fibre areas only. 25 gig usage cap. Terms apply.
Van Buster, now on. Pulsecrete, 20 kilograms, just £3.42 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade Point members only.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk radio.
Man, still they keep coming, your weird cab ride stories. Alex has tweeted to say, I once had a taxi ride where... my drunk ex, let's just paint that picture, my drunk ex, I'm sorry, vomited in her mouth and held it there for the whole 20-minute journey. Wow. That's, what a magical night. What a I would have thought that would rekindle love, wouldn't it? That's, I mean, that's got the makings of one of those Richard Thingamy Curtis movies. Let's catch up with the latest news headlines, shall we, with Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Jake. Cyber Haddy jailed, lucky surfer rescued, and lawsuit over disaster festival.
Talk radio.
A man who distributed step-by-step terrorist training guides around the world has been jailed for 8 years. Samata Ullah hid videos on how to avoid being found out on USB sticks disguised as cufflinks. 60 of them were discovered when police raided his home in Cardiff. Commander Dean Hayden from the Metropolitan Police say he was a very dangerous individual.
He operated primarily on the internet. I would class him as an internet terrorist. He provided a one-stop shop for terrorists around the world to actually access. He provided a library of propaganda material relating primarily to Daesh.
Theresa May has dismissed reports her meeting with an EU official about Brexit went disastrously wrong. It follows claims in a German paper of several clashes between the Prime Minister and European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker at a dinner in Downing Street. Mrs. May says it's just gossip and Home Secretary Amber Rudd wouldn't comment on the ongoing negotiations.
We're not going to comment on the gossip, on the tittle-tattle, whatever she called it, because we're going to expect during the next few months, couple of years, that there will be some difficulties going back and forth. But we're confident that we have a plan, we can deal with those, and we can make sure we do deliver in the national interest.
The health watchdog is looking into claims that women are being offered free IVF treatment if they give away half their healthy eggs. Undercover reporters from the Daily Mail went to one clinic where they recorded a consultant talking about charging couples thousands of pounds for donated eggs. Any donations are meant to be voluntary and unpaid. Coast Guards say a surfer who'd been stranded at sea for more than 30 hours is extremely lucky. 22-year-old Matthew Bryce was rescued this morning. He'd drifted 13 miles off the Argyle coast. And organisers of what was meant to be a luxury festival in the Bahamas have been hit with a £75 million fraud lawsuit, with punters describing it as close to the Hunger Games or Lord of the Flies. The rapper Jarul and his business partners shut down the Fire Festival on Friday because of problems with transport, music and safety.
Talk radio, national weather.
The best of the sunshine in the west this afternoon. Cooler in the east with some showers across eastern England. Highs of 17 degrees.
Thanks very much, Victoria. You all right?
No, I can't read or speak today.
Oh, come on. You're doing great. Come
I'm
on.
I'm really not.
No, we're all right there with you.
I couldn't even say thanks, Jake, coming up properly with my teas.
You did it great.
It's a lie.
We all love your plosives and your whatever teas are.
It gives it character. Gives them his character.
It would give it character if I could do it properly.
I mean, you could have as distinct a voice as Patrick Moore one day.
What?
With work.
You know, Sir Patrick Moore.
That could be you.
Are you okay?
Should we do? Well, let's just walk away from your 2 o'clock bulletin and just say it happened and we did it and let's move on and it's all going to be fine. Let's catch up with the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Manchester United defender Luke Shaw will need to see a specialist after being forced off in Sunday's 1-1 draw with Swansea. The England left-back's reportedly damaged ligaments in his foot. United are already without defenders Phil Jones, Chris Smalling and Marcos Rojo. Real Madrid boss Zinedine Zidane claims his side are not the favourites for their Champions League semi-final with Atletico Madrid. They host their rivals in tonight's first leg live over on TalkSport. It's the fourth year in a row there'll be a Madrid derby in the Champions League. Zidane sees Real's chances as 50-50.
Là, tu joues une demi-finale de Champions League, donc je pense que de toute façon, la motivation...
It's a Champions League semi-final, so I think there's always an extra natural motivation in these kind of matches because it is a semi-final. We have an important rival in front of us.
Finally, on to cricket. This afternoon's IPL match sees defending champion Sunrisers Hyderabad facing Delhi Daredevils. Sam Billings goes up against England teammate Chris Jordan. There's full live commentary over on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio.
JPR in for John Holmes.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Well, a very good afternoon to you. It's Jake Yap in for John Holmes today and all this week. And Monday, Tuesday, next week. I mean, I'm starting to wonder how he does it. I mean, you know, you could burn out doing this. I mean, no kidding.
You've done two shows.
Yeah, but I think I came in too hot, you know. I don't think anyone listening would have thought that. But, you know, for me, I was my absolute ceiling of ability. Anyway, it's lovely to be here, and Sam Delaney will be here from 4, as usual, so, you know, nothing else has changed. It's okay, Mummy and Daddy still love each other very much. Now, we have a guest, I'm delighted to say. It's Jean-Luc Roberts, who is a comedian, and I confess I haven't seen you. Hello, Jean-Luc.
Hello.
It's nice to see you. Hello, thanks for coming.
I'm so glad to be here before your downward spiral. Over the next few days.
You're halfway down the helix.
Okay, great.
Yeah, it's fine. I confess I haven't seen any of your comedy, but I've been reading about it, and it sounds very interesting.
You haven't seen it?
No.
It's brilliant. It's the best.
Yeah, And everyone said, right?
Everyone always says that.
Yeah, yeah.
Often the audiences just stand up during the show and start clapping wildly.
But that's enough. You've done enough.
It ruins the jokes, but it does give a boost to my self-esteem.
It's a lift, yeah. I can't imagine what a lift to my self-esteem would be like working with Cass, but there you go. tell us, because we'll talk about your current show in a second, which is called Builds a Monster. Jean-Luc Roberts Builds a Monster.
Yeah.
Your first show that got you a lot of notoriety was a couple of years ago, but you did it last year as well, I think. This is like a dad.
Oh, yes, the Stadad Up. Yeah.
Stadad Up. And this was, I didn't realise this was like a thing. But people were sort of saying that, you know, people do shows about their dad shows.
Yeah.
And I suddenly realised, like Mark Thomas, he did one, didn't he?
Yeah, Mark Thomas did one. Russell Kane was, I think, one of the famous ones a long time ago. There's been a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
As people decided that comedy had to make you cry a bit to be critically.
Yeah. Acclaimed. I mean, my dad's not dead, so I can't, you know, that's not, I can't really tap that market.
But it's there one day.
It's in the bank.
One day you'll get there.
Oh, my God. That's so awful.
I'm sorry. I don't want it in the bank. I'm really sorry.
That's okay.
I'm a bit worried now that you've only just come upon the concept of mortality just then when I said it, which would be an awful
time. What are you saying? Because I remember I saw a bit of the Mark Thomas one about his dad, and it was all sort of, you know, talking with a bit of a sort of... almost like some twinkle in the eye, like, was it a tear? It was all very beautiful. And, you know, somehow my dad, I think he would have loved that. And it was all of that. And everyone was like, oh, my God, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
You took it in a slightly different direction, right?
Well, I thought, obviously, it was taking up a lot of my mental space, my dad died.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's obviously this trope of people doing the show now. So I thought, well, how can I do that in a way that allows me to work through these, you know, emotions, and also ends up with a show which is funny. And I thought, I'll dress up with him and I'll perform as my father as an insult comic.
As an insult comic?
Yeah, he was a high status individual.
Okay.
And I thought that was the best way to perform him. And so I played him as a big... I wore one of his old suits, which I filled with balloons because he was quite he was sort of the larger end of things by the time he died, and did an absurdist comedy show, which was it was borderline performance art, to be honest,
or therapy.
But it was great because the audience, different people at exactly the same time, some people would be appalled, some people would be crying, and some people would just be laughing, like, so you really managed to get the hysteria of the room ran away.
How extraordinary.
Yeah, but I did, I mean, I'd be lying if I said I didn't also exploit the touching ending where you talk about how you've has brought me closer to my father. And it has, actually. It did help the grieving process.
Yeah. Did it?
Yeah. I'm quite fond of him now, although I'm aware that I'm as fond of I'm really fond of a character I've created.
Yeah. Which, yeah, my own version of him.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you worked through all of that. And there's this nice... Can we do your joke about Battenberg? I'm sorry. You don't want to trot that out, do you?
No, I don't want to trot it. But also, I've not done it for 6 years.
I know.
It was written down wrong. And that's not the joke that exists in the real world is not the joke that I originally wrote. And I can't remember what the joke I originally wrote was, but I remember being furious.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know, well, they said don't mention the Battenberg. They said, don't bring up the Battenberg because he Battenberg will just
joke.
Go...
I'm still bitter. Say the Battenberg joke.
Well, no, it's your joke, but I can't remember it.
I've got jokes I can remember.
Do you want to do a joke you can remember? No, look, we can't give the payoff of the Battenberg.
What is the Battenberg?
According to this, yep. And I don't know what the source is of this, although it looks suspiciously like Wikipedia, which is always accurate. Mm. It says, I made a Battenberg where the two colours ran alongside each other. Mm. I called it apartheid sponge.
Yeah. All the pieces of the...
He's just, like, killed your own joke. Like,
yeah. I didn't read it, mate. You read it out.
Tick. Yeah. It's all in the...
Boo! Boo!
Fine. I'm going to put some balloons down my dad's trousers.
Yeah, that's more highbrow.
Yeah.
That's what I'm aiming for. Well, my new thing is I go for high concept, low art. That's my...
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, that's my current pull. Yeah, that's a nice idea.
Mm.
Although I think a lot of people do that. I mean, arguably, I'd say Damien Hirst does that.
High concept, low art.
Wouldn't you say?
Where he charges as if it's high art, low concept.
That's true. Mm. But it really is high concept.
High concept.
Because, like, he didn't do half.
It's high concept art. I think he's not putting the art at a particular level there, is he? It's just.
I'm not sure there's any art involved.
Really?
I think it's just concept. It's just an essay, isn't it?
Well, you can't. It's a visual essay. You can't say something's not art. If the artist says it's art, it's art. You can argue over
really?
Whether. You can say whether it's good or bad art.
Can't you say, like, I feel like. I can't believe we're getting into this right
now. No, I know,
but
it's not really...
Like, I feel like, if you know, because this is sort of interesting. I'm not sure you need to see conceptual art like Damien Hirst, necessarily, right?
Yeah.
It's a skull, it's covered in diamonds.
Yeah.
I can imagine that.
Right.
It's not going to have a particular emotional effect on me, which I think is what art has to do, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, Rembrandt painting a windmill doesn't do it justice. Right?
Does art have to be emotional?
I think it does.
Okay.
Whereas I think if you're making some sort of intellectual point, it's an essay. Just call it an essay, and that's all right. Essays are good and important. Cornelius, you wanted to come in on the art.
For me, art is paintings. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for involving
you're
me.
You're absolutely right.
Could I add just a little bit to that?
Yeah.
Can we talk about my show, please?
Yeah, totally. So do you think you can separate work from art from its socio-political context?
Or you can.
Is there a universal aesthetic we can all...
You can use it in the universal way, and you can also separate it from its context, and you can use it in context and out of context. You can talk about it through any means you want. You could talk about arts through Marxism if you wanted. So go ahead.
Marxism. Wow, I threw down, and then you absolutely... smacked me. Are you an artist? Would you describe yourself as an artist?
Yes, especially if I was drunk.
Well, I am drunk because Julie Hartley Brewer was doing wine tasting at 1:05, and that's all I need is 5 minutes. And I was flying. All right, well, look, let's talk about your current show, which we'll talk about where people can see it and when and all the rest of it directly. But this is called John Luke Roberts Builds a Monster.
Yeah. So, a figment from
a
nightmare.
Did you just get a bit of a thing about balloons and trousers?
Almost. Well, where the show came from, I was playing my dad on stage, having quite a lot of fun with the character, playing him as this sort of big northern comic, and wanted to carry on playing him without the emotional draw, you know, the draggy emotional bit of doing a show about your dead dad every night.
Yeah.
So I've thought that I
Dad!
Yeah. Waves at ceiling, waves fist upwards.
It's your fault. Yeah.
So I turned him a sort of figment from a nightmare. You know, in a nightmare when it's like it's your dad, but it's also a vampire, or it's your mum, but it's a wolf at the same time. You know, that kind of, you know.
Listen, mate, you don't come in here mum's like a wolf, all right? Yeah. You don't come in here, all right?
Hey, take it up with your unconscious, mate. I stuck a cape on him and some fangs and some tentacles for fingers, and he's this he's now a huge sort of Grand Guignol monster from a nightmare who turns up and finds he has to fill an hour of comedy when he really is not equipped, and so has to work out how to do a comedy show as he goes along.
I gotta say, man, I
high concept, low art.
But where does it rank comedically?
Top notch.
Top notch. Ask anyone. Anyone who comes to see it.
What do you mean rank? You mean like you said
high concept, low art.
Oh yeah, high concept, low
middling,
art.
Middling comedy. Yeah. Middling comedy.
Well, thank you. You heard it here first.
Yeah. And where is it on? And when's it on?
It's on at the Soho Theatre from the 9th to the 13th of May, which is next Tuesday to Saturday.
Are you like? Are you match fit for this?
Yeah.
Are you?
Oh, I'm punching above my weight, if anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm doing my comedy show at the Soho Theatre on 13th and 14th of June.
Oh, yeah.
And I am not ready.
No, you shouldn't be. You don't want to peak until... Don't peak until the 13th and 14th of June.
Do you think the fear will keep me in limbo?
Yeah, yeah. You'll be terrible by then.
I may still pull that off.
Well, let's see.
That's great. And what's the... Do you tour? Is that... Because I imagine for you, like, if you do this kind of high concept character kind of thing,
yeah,
it's really hard to go and do, like, a 15-minute spot in a night because you... Do you not feel like you need the time of a full-length show to kind of establish...
It's certainly nice to have the full-length show. I mean, yeah. The big part of it is actually being able to set up the environment you want and helps your show workers so you can work from the beginning to the end and you really have everything in place to get the audience in the right frame of mind, get them in the rest of it.
Exactly.
But it does work in shorter sets. I mean, with this one, the joke is sort of he's doing stand-up wrong.
Yes.
Like he's someone who shouldn't be doing stand-up who's ended up doing stand-up.
Yeah.
And so you stick him in a stand-up night and it just has a different energy to it and it works quite well that everyone there knows what stand-up's meant to be. So the basic joke of, he's doing it wrong still works.
Okay.
But I do prefer having an hour to myself. Who wouldn't?
And do you ever regret having sort of made this thing where you've got, like, presumably a suitcase full of stuff you've got to drag around?
Yeah, absolutely. Every single day I do a gig. And I have to blow up 30 balloons before every gig to fill up my costume.
Oh, I see. I wish I could
just stand there with a microphone, but I'm not funny that way. I need all my gadgets and stuff.
I disagree. You've been very funny.
Well, thank you very much. It's very kind of you to say so. But I have been in costume through this whole thing, haven't I?
Have you?
Yeah.
You got? Can I say you're wearing beautiful colours?
No, thank you very much.
It's got this sort of light purple shirt with this pale blue vesty thing underneath with fish on. It's beautiful.
Thank you very much.
It's a lovely combination.
I could see you undressing me with your eyes.
I did inadvertently because I suddenly saw your chest.
I'm up here.
And it was a bit...
I'm up here, yap.
Oh, my God. It's all going a bit weird, actually. We got a text message. Earlier, we were talking to CJ on the phone, and Simon said, that CJ sounds like a hunk. I'm actually... No, I can't read the rest of that.
Well, that's an anticlimax, isn't it?
Well, it wasn't for Simon. It's been lovely to meet you.
It's been lovely
Thank
to
you
be
so
here.
Much. John Luke Roberts at the Soho Theatre until the 13th of May. Why don't you go and buy some tickets online? I'm sure it's very easy to find. Do you have a website address? Or did you not remember that much?
No, you just go to sohotheatre.com.
Just
sohotheatre.com. John Luke Roberts. Yeah. Buy tickets every night. Come every night.
Yeah, yeah. And then type in Jake Yap.
Yeah.
If you want. If you
just
want.
After. Absolutely.
In fact, I bet they do it alphabetically, so we'll be very close to each other.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Gosh, for the first time, I might come first. On that note, thanks very much for coming in today and good luck with the show.
Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot. We'll be back with more after this.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Hey, I'm Lee Reedy. This song's about Oasis drinks.
I'm selling out, singing this song. Your liquid loving stops you feeling wrong. I sold my soul to the marketing team. But the money's good and the Oasis drinks are free. Oasis, it's hashtag precious stuff. Oasis, buy a bottle cause it's just ain't enough.
This WeBuyAnyCar.com advert comes with a 5-star rating. 5 stars? I'm happy with that. No, it's not down to my captivating personality and witty presenting style. WeBuyAnyCar.com has a very nice 5-star review on Trustpilot. Thanks, guys. You're too kind. Stop it. If you're happy with that, sell your car the 5-star way. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Van Buster, now on. Pulsecrete, 20 kilograms, just £3.42 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade Point members only.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
Stephen Saunders from Nottingham received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I paid PPI on my credit card. Stanton Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim. I would happily recommend Stanton Fisher to friends and family.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M55 in Lancashire remains closed westbound near Fulwood, junctions 1 to 3 for ongoing accident investigation work. Heavy for the clockwise M60, this is towards a breakdown at junction 14 for the East Lancs Road. West of Shrewsbury, the A5 is at a standstill pretty much because of temporary lights for works near Montford Bridge. Cambridge's A505 through Melbourne is currently blocked by an accident near the B1368. And through Two Waters Foot in Cornwall, the A38 Glyn Valley's queuing west. That's because of an accident involving a lorry. I'm Joanna Adams.
Unlimited BT Infinity is broadband like no other. Because you'll get the UK's most powerful Wi-Fi signal versus major broadband providers. That's on top of super fast speeds of up to 52 megabits. And when you're out and about, you'll get free access to over 5 million Wi-Fi hotspots. Oh, we'll also give you a welcome discount of over 25%. Unlimited BT Infinity. Broadband like no other. Visit bt.com/connect.
New customers, 12-month term. Subject to availability, minimum line speed. Terms apply. Over 25% discount versus existing customer standard price. To verify, see bt.com/smarthub.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Get turned on to all killer, no filler conversation.
Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I swear I pressed it every time. I need to buy, like, John Holmes has, like, the biggest iPad you've ever seen, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's right. That's what he plays all his music off.
Yeah, I need one of those. This is not working.
Well, if you just buy one, you can just put it on an expenses form. I'm sure that'll be fine.
They'll just wave that through here, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like when you get the helicopter in on mornings when the trains are slow, they're fine with that. Good afternoon. It's AJ Gap in for John Holmes all this week, 1 till 4. a couple of bits in the paper. I love this front page of The Sun. The headline is Terrorists Kushti. Now, that's a word you just don't see in print very often. Terrorists, Kushti life on benefits in Peckham. I've been to Peckham.
Yeah.
All right. There's nothing that could ever be construed as...
We've both lived sort of
on the
in
fringe
and around.
Of,
yeah.
I aspired to Peckham, but you could never call it Kushti.
No.
He's living like a king in Peckham. I just go straight back to...
Which terrorist?
Damascus. Nijad. You know Nijad?
Not by name.
Do you not?
No.
Nijad. I mean, it sounds a bit like...
Why isn't he in prison for being a terrorist he's a terrorist?
He was jailed for his part in the Iranian embassy SAS siege, which you know all about.
I do, because
you love
of recent, I've loved any hostage documentary that is going... And over the past 3 weeks, I've watched about 20.
Have you really?
Yeah.
I didn't know there were that many.
Yeah. Ask me a question about hostage crisis.
All right. The first film with Macaulay Culkin. No, that's Home Alone. That's not hostage. Sorry. Any hostage crisis?
As long as I've seen a documentary on it recently.
What was that one? There was one like in the 70s where they were all on board a hijacked plane.
That's the best one. Right, now, unfortunately, some people... But anyway...
So you sort of jumped in there, didn't you? You jumped in saying that's the best...
It's a great story. Yeah, yeah, the assault on Entebbe Airport It is great, and it's been made into a film, but there's a good documentary on YouTube called Situation Critical, which is a TV show from the American version of National Geographic.
Right.
And it's a great series.
National Geographic?
Yes. but yeah, it's called Situation Critical, and halfway through each episode, the narrator will go, and it reaches the point, this is Situation Critical.
Oh, fabulous.
And I go, yeah! Oh, it's great. But yeah, I recommend it, and it's an amazing story. But anyway, this is the Iranian embassy series, which I also watched a documentary about recently.
So tell us what happened.
So these...
This is in 1980.
These terrorists were quite obscure because they weren't known terrorists.
High concept.
they were arguing for a separatist part of Iran. So, and when it got to the point when it reached the sort of Foreign Office and the Home Office, they were like, we have never heard of this cause before, and all of a sudden they're having to deal with a hostage situation in London over it.
So they probably should have started by making some badges. And then gone on. Just to raise a bit of awareness.
Exactly. Yeah. But
because there was no internet in the 80s, you had to have badges. You know?
Did you?
Yeah, that was the equivalent of updating your Facebook status, which is put on a badge. Mm. Like a CND badge or, you know, whatever.
but yeah, they I think it was four or six terrorists took control of the Iranian embassy with some hostages, including one police officer who was standing guard, who had a gun the whole time, but they didn't know.
The police officer didn't realize, oh, look, I had this all the time.
No, he knew.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He knew. He didn't pull it out till right at the end when the siege was happening by the SAS, and it was just him and a terrorist in his room. This terrorist is panicking, and then this copper just pulls out a gun on him.
Crikey.
And he's just like, what? You had a gun this whole time?
Yeah, you idiot.
Yes. And that's, it's an interesting story. SAS is sort of the big first showing of the SAS in public.
There's that kind of iconic, you have almost certainly seen it, of I think it's the SAS soldiers on the balcony. It's
like
a sort of old Regency white building, and they're sort of crawling along the balcony. Anyway,
this
Mr. Nijad, let's call him. Shall we call him Fauzi? Hi, Fauzi. He cannot be sent back to Iran, so instead lives off handouts in Peckham, South London, home to Del Boy in TV's Only Fools and Horses.
Does it say that?
Only Fauzi and Horses would perhaps have been as good a... Anyway, it's cushy life in Peckham, as anyone living in Peckham will tell you. It's the best life you could possibly have. Anyway, there was another story. This one's in the Daily Star. It's about hospital phone charges. So families who phone hospital patients face rip-off charges, apparently, of 50p a minute, despite a promise clampdown. Hospedia. What should we call the company? What should we call it? Should we call it hospital phone? Dial a patient? Patient line? Patient call? Hospedia? Hospedia.
Terrible. They should have gone.
Let's check it. Let's see if it's... No, it's still free. We could have Hospedia. Oh, I love that. Hospedia.
They should have gone with Drip Advisor.
That's beautiful.
Thanks.
Well done. Anyway, they run bedside TV and phone services in NHS hospitals, and they use costly 070 numbers. And then you have to listen to a recorded message. So the idea is that if you're a patient in a hospital and you want someone to phone you, you use the Hospedia service and you're assigned a unique number, which means even if you move wards, they can still ring you.
That's clever. Right?
So it's sort of a good idea.
Sort of like a mobile phone.
Kind of.
It's sort of the phone, but it can move from room to room.
No, it's a phone that's delocated. Yeah. So... but the thing is, 50p a minute, that's quite a premium... That's a premium.
It's almost like a...
Go on.
A sex hotline.
It kind of is. I think you'd have every right, if you were phoning an NHS service, for that kind of money, I think you should expect a little something extra, don't you?
NHS Red Hotline, how can I help? Ah, yes, hello, doctor. I've got these intimate sores and they've started seeping, if you like.
Oh, yeah? Tell me more about these seeping sores.
Oh, yeah, well, it's got thicker, I suppose, if you like.
Yeah. Give me that thick.
Yeah, kind of itching, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah? Let me tell you what I'm going to do with those hot sores of yours.
Oh, yeah, go on then. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you to ask your pharmacist for some Epsom salts. Apply it as a cold compress. If the discharge continues...
Yeah, you try and stop it, mate.
It's worth checking out with your GP, as you may have an infection. In the meantime, keep it as clean and dry as possible and change dressings regularly.
You like that, do you? You're naughty, are you? Whoa, yeah, for that.
Yeah, okay. Thanks very much for calling.
Yeah, whoa.
Nice. I don't think that's unreasonable. You're listening to... Should we even say it? Why would we name a station after that? You're listening to Talk Radio. It's Jay Gabb in for John Holmes. It's not normally like this. Everything's absolutely fine. Nothing to worry about. we have got Follow the Leader coming up in the next quarter of an hour or so, where we are sort of finding out what all the party leaders are doing all around the UK. First, though, let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Talk Radio.
A cyber jihadi who hid terror training guides on USB cufflinks has been jailed for 8 years. Samata Ullah from Cardiff created a hub of information on how to avoid getting caught before he was arrested in September. Sky's Home Affairs correspondent Mark White says the 34-year-old could have inspired attacks from around the world.
Police say that a number of other extremists linked to ISIS downloaded this material, and if acted on, the police are in no doubt that there would have been loss of life. They say a very dangerous individual is now off the streets and beginning quite a lengthy jail term.
Shadow Home Secretary Diane Abbott has struggled to put a cost on Labour's election pledge to put 10,000 more police on the streets. The Conservatives claim Labour have already promised to spend money raised from reversing cuts to capital gains tax elsewhere. Emergency services have declared a major incident at an oil refinery in Grangemouth. Staff have been evacuated due to a suspected gas leak. A surfer who survived more than 30 hours stranded at sea on his board says his rescuers are heroes. 22-year-old Matthew Bryce was reported missing by family when he failed to return home yesterday. He was pulled out this morning after drifting 13 miles from land. And Marine Le Pen has been trending on social media in France after appearing to copy part of a speech made by Conservative rival François Fillon. The far-right politician spoke about people in Argentina and Poland learning French, something similar to what Mr. Fillon said last month. The weather, the best of any sunshine in the west, cooler in the east with some showers across eastern England later on, highs of 17 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks very much, Victoria. And exciting, we're just 1 hour away now from the bonus news.
Are we?
Yes.
Wow. You're still maintaining that this...
Victoria, you have to do bonus news.
I mean, I don't feel like it.
Well...
I'm really
what
tired.
What if we didn't feel like doing the show? What if?
Cass has just said in my ear that I should try to sweet talk you.
Oh, dear. So, I mean, I've just heard some of the red
Victoria,
hot
you know
stuff,
how you're
I'm
like,
not sure I like it.
You know how you're, like, really brilliant and amazing and everything?
I mean, that doesn't sound genuine.
And I love you? And I think you're just the best. And wasn't I saying the other day, I was saying...
Yeah,
I'm,
you were.
I was saying, like,
he was saying
love
you're the best.
You're the bus. You are the bus. You're a bus. No, I've seen you're the best. You're the best.
I mean, I've been eating a lot of chips recently, if I didn't think
come on, you climbed
Victoria,
a mountain yesterday.
No.
You climbed a mountain yesterday. And the mountain you need to climb in the next hour.
Mineral news.
I mean, I don't want to do it. I haven't even Googled it yet. I've got zero motivation.
Don't draw back the curtain on how you source the prime news here at Talk
it's
Radio.
It's not just from Google. There are other
ways
and means.
We use AltaVista or Ask Jeeves.
Does Ask Jeeves still exist?
Well, you've got a fact check. Dear Jeeves, what should
Bing.
I put in my... Yeah, well, that's a great kids' TV show you have been.
Yeah.
It's about a bunny with a lot of anxiety.
And his friend Shula.
You actually know Bing.
I know Bing because I've got a 2-year-old niece and she's obsessed. Okay. Yeah.
It's brilliant.
I don't watch it myself.
The first time I watched that, I was like, who is this annoying bunny? This bunny is so annoying. What is wrong with him? And then I realised it's a brilliant, brilliant show.
No wonder it has anxiety when you're shouting at it.
Well, it's sort of, you know, rabbit and egg. So then I realised it was it's a really smart show, and it's dealing with anxiety issues in kids and saying, look, it's okay, you can be anxious about this, but we'll resolve it and it's all going to be all right.
But have you ever seen the toys? So they're really annoying because they just keep talking to each other constantly, and it clashes, and it's high pitched.
Yeah, they brought out a thing called a rabbit, didn't they? Yeah, and that was that a tie-in? I don't know.
I mean, I'm on about Bing the toy doll and Sheila the toy doll.
Me too.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Thanks very much, Victoria. We'll talk to you in half an hour and we'll have a bonus news in an hour's time.
Fantastic.
Look forward to it. Yes, we will. Come on. We're professionals or something. Brilliant. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
We'll have the wonderful comic actress Maddie Anholt doing today's trending review. We'll have the brilliant writer and comedian Josh Cluderay doing Cheerful Tuesdays, where he picks out the lesser spotted positive news story to cheer us all up. And we'll be keeping you across all the day's breaking news stories.
Stop. Look. Listen to Sam Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. 100% hard talk. Jake Yap in for John Holmes. On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Finally, the button worked. It's Jake Yap in for John Holmes all this week. How are you? All right. I hope you're all right. I mean, I don't want to make assumptions. There's a story today in The Sun. Snack in bed peril. I kind of wanted to run this one by you, Cornelius.
Okay.
More than half of Brits snack in bed. It's not a euphemism. But experts are warning it can lead to health problems. And the only thing I can think of is crumbs.
No, that's not a health... Crumbs isn't a health problem.
Do you snack in bed?
I don't. And I'll tell you why.
At
least I love eating.
Yeah.
I love sleeping.
Why not combine the two?
Because it doesn't work. It's just not as good. It's not easy to eat in bed. You have to sit awkwardly with a tray, and I'm quite a messy eater, so it will go everywhere. That's just going on your bed. I don't like... It's the same, and this astounds me.
Do you not like anything messy in bed? I'm asking.
No, I don't.
You don't, do you?
I don't like drinking alcohol in bed either. Which I thought...
What else is there in life?
You'd think that's brilliant, but it just isn't.
I see.
I don't know why. I think you shouldn't be consuming stuff while lying down. I don't think that's right.
Sorry. Some of my happiest afternoon...
Even if you're sitting up, your legs are still out straight, and you never sit at a table, like, with your legs straight under
the
table.
I love putting my feet up. Always. If I can get my feet higher than my head, I'm always happy. I don't mean that. No, I'm serious. I hate sitting upright or standing. God, I'm going to be dead by 50. Well, medical nutritionist Dr. Sarah Brewer has warned that it could lead to increased tiredness, bacteria spores growing in sheets, bug infestations... Bad breath and obesity. My God, I've got all of those. Okay, well, I guess I'll just have to stop eating lasagna in bed. Fine. We were asking earlier about people's funny cab rides. There was the story in the news that an Australian woman got in a cab and was chatting away to the cab driver, and he just casually mentioned that he's a member of ISIS.
We shouldn't laugh. But.
Well, no, we shouldn't laugh. Anyway, we were asking for your weird cab rides. I got one. It was kind of awful, right?
Okay.
Which was, I was working on a breakfast show. This was years ago, like 25 years ago or something. And it was so early in the morning that they gave you a cabin.
A cabin, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
So, and it would always be kind of like, there was like about three drivers that it was going to be one of.
Yeah.
And I got in the cab with this guy, and, you know, we travelled a few times, and he just started being, like, really racist.
Yeah, that's classic.
Like, really racist. And I sort of tried to sort of half-heartedly challenge him on it, but I was, like, 19. Like, I was a kid. And I sort of said, and in the end, I sort of said to the company, I kind of rang them up, and I said, look, this guy's being really racist, and I don't appreciate it, and he's just not very nice. I don't want him to be my driver. I can't cope with him. I'm too. I can't handle confrontation. I blame that on my youth, but I still can't do it now. So the cab company said, "Don't worry. Do not worry. You know, we'll take care of it, and we'll make sure that you don't get him."
Did they
next morning?
And had they told him off as well?
Well, next morning his car was out there.
Okay.
I'm like, oh man, and like, I can't be late for the job. So I'm like, I'm gonna have to get in the car. So I get in, and the guy says, "Oh, morning." And I say, "Morning." He says, "Do you mind my asking? Did you phone the office?" I'm like, what? "Did you phone the office? Only there's been a complaint about me." I was like, what? I am such a coward.
Oh, no.
I am such a coward. I denied it.
Did you?
I was cowardly.
Who did you blame it on?
I was a boy. I was 19. I said to my mum.
It's probably that other guy with the... Anyway.
Yeah. You know, it will have been... I don't want to say it, mate. But no, it was... it's just awful. Awful moment. Anyway, weird cab journeys that you've had, please. You could ring us up and just tell us, which is, you know, it spares your thumbs. 0344 499 1000. Or if you want... I don't know what the call costs are, Cass.
It's standard network rates.
So bang.
It's just normal.
Just phone us normally. And it's the same for text. You can text 87.
No, text.
It's not the same. I thought you said the same for text. Say for text. Cass. Say.
I got that in my ear.
Oh, my God.
It's 25
text to 25p plus your standard network rate. Everybody happy now? May I proceed with the show now, Cass? Many thanks. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at talk radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like. That's free. Except you have to pay for the internet, but that's your end.
Yeah. After the break, we've got Follow the Leader!
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing, too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range on 3-year Ford options. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted from April the 1st to June the 30th, 2017 and registered between April the 1st and September the 30th, 2017. Finance subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post Ford credit. Exclude selected models. Please contact your Ford dealer for more information.
Direct Line guaranteed to be any public liability insurance quote for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
To the McCulloch man, his McCulloch lawnmower is like the finest footballers across Europe coming together to get the job done. And the morning challenge of the tough, unruly grass facing him, that's like the local pub team. Pathetic. He'll cut them down to size long before the midday kickoff. Game over. Get your McCulloch lawnmower and other garden power tools at good DIY stores nationwide or at McCulloch.com. McCulloch, the power to get the job done.
So you're kicking around the idea of getting rid of your greys with Just for Men, but all your intel comes from your lovely lady who goes to that dreaded place, the salon.
Then there's the foil and the sitting, the hot dryer, more rinsing.
Mate,
rinsing.
That's not for you. That's for the ladies. That's why Just for Men is made for men. Getting rid of your grey takes about 5 minutes. Yeah, it's that easy. Now you're not only back to your natural hair colour, you're back at the pub, where you belong. Just for Men. Find it in the men's aisle.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel. Lancashire's M55 remains closed westbound from junction 1 at Fallwood through to 3 at Kirkham as accident investigation work continues. The diversion is following the solid circle symbol. Cheshire's northbound M6 is heavy. Vehicles broken down in the roadworks near Sandbach, junction 17 to 18. On the road out towards Skegness, the A158 through Candlesby is currently closed in both directions. There's been an accident involving a coach, and the situation in Two Waters Foot in Cornwall has changed. The A38 Glyn Valley now closed both ways. I'm Joanna Adams.
Unlimited BT Infinity is broadband like no other, because you'll get the UK's most powerful Wi-Fi signal versus major broadband providers. That's on top of super fast speeds of up to 52 megabits. And when you're out and about, you'll get free access to over 5 million Wi-Fi hotspots. Oh, we'll also give you a welcome discount of over 25%. Unlimited BT Infinity. Broadband like no other. Visit bt.com/connect.
New customers, 12-month term. Subject to availability, minimum line speed. Terms apply. Over 25% discount versus existing customer standard price. To verify, see bt.com/smarthub.
Get the hottest news, essential debate and entertaining opinion from the UK's biggest radio personalities. All day, every day on Talk Radio. Every weekday afternoon from 4, it's Fast Lane Comment with Sam Delaney.
Your designated drive time pilot right up until it kicks off at 7.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
Then, it's the undisputed king of late night radio. Ladies and gentlemen, please get ready to genuflect in the magnificent presence of Sir Ian of Lee.
It's weird, it's wonderful, it's unconventional, it's totally unmissable. It's late night Ian Lee.
Weeknights from 10.
24/7 conversation across the nation on the UK's most entertaining speech station, Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Earlier we were talking about Drip Advisor. What was that? What was the context of that? I can't remember.
What? It's actually something. It wasn't as witty.
The NHS call.
Yeah.
That's good. That was witty. Why would you think that was witty?
Well, here's a peek behind the curtain.
What?
It's actually a joke. I don't know if I've said it on this show before, but I've definitely had it in the back pocket for quite a while.
Wow.
It's for whenever the story about health tourists come up.
And
I just go, oh yeah, they probably check out where it's best to go on Drip Advisor.
That's good, man.
And then,
and then
normally the applause for like 10 minutes.
Just fills for the rest of the segment. Yeah, it's a good idea. Derek asked, is that the rating service for the plumbing industry? It could apply to so many things. Just let that sink in. Jeff said, we were talking about snacks in bed, which for some reason Cornelius has a problem with. I don't have a problem with it.
I don't think it's good. I don't think the snacks taste as nice.
You haven't lived.
No, honestly, it's just not as good.
So what's the best place to have a snack? Standing in a field?
What? No, I think on a sofa.
Okay.
I think you have to have your knees bent to enjoy
snacking.
Snacking, yeah.
Yeah. I like a good snacking with my knees bent.
Yeah.
Jeff says, conversely, he sleeps in restaurants. Thanks, Jeff! In the meantime, it's been quite a day with once again all the major party leaders scurrying around the country desperate to convince the electorate to vote for them. I don't know, you'd think they'd do it as like some sort of sponsored thing for eczema or something. Today, as will likely be the case for most of the campaign trail, Brexit. Brixels. I'm sorry, I
can't help it.
It takes so long to explain. I did a thing in character as a New Zealand guy. Another show. And that's how I always said it, as Brixels. God, that killed the momentum. Anyway, Brexit has been on the lips, or in some cases, catching in the gullets of the leaders. So it is time now for Follow the Leader.
Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. Follow me! Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader.
This is so them. I absolutely love this tune. This is something we're doing every day. We're going to be following the party leaders around the UK. Let's begin with one of the co-leaders of the Greens, Caroline Lucas. She has been visiting the Space Studios in London, an art studio which benefited from EU funding. And guess what? She wants a second referendum because the first one was just too much fun.
On that ballot paper, you would have the option to remain in the EU if you didn't like the deal that had been negotiated by our Prime Minister. Democracy has to be front and centre of this process. It was right that the people started the conversation, but that was just a beginning of a process, and it's right that they have the final say as well.
Elsewhere, Theresa May visited various doorsteps in Lancashire yesterday on her whistle stop tour because she knows them to be among the cleanest doorsteps in Britain. She reckons she's the only one to bargain a deal with the EU.
When it comes to June the 8th, people have a clear choice. There'll be 27 European countries on one side of the table. Who do they want to see standing up for Britain on the other side? Me or Jeremy Corbyn?
Adversary, Jeremy Corbyn, the other one that they might stand up for. Well, he's in Southampton today, where the doorsteps literally beggar belief. And conversely, he thinks that the Prime Minister needs a Brexit rethink.
She seems to be sending rather mixed messages, and to start negotiations by threatening to walk away with no deal and set up a sort of low-tax economy on the shores of Europe is not a very sensible way of approaching people with whom half of our trade is done at the present time.
Tim Farron has been doing his bit, standing in front of a group of people holding signs. Great work, chaps! He's been insisting that he's clear on the very best vision for Britain.
There's no doubt whatsoever that the remaining in the European Union is the best deal possible for Britain. And if we are taken out of the European Union, then the best deal is that Britain remains in the single market.
Nicola Sturgeon has been hot on the heels of Theresa May visiting Aberdeenshire, rather like a dog visiting an already visited tree in a park. She's... lovely image. She's told voters in the region to be careful with their vote.
Now, we're going to allow a Tory government to do whatever it wants to Scotland, take away the pension triple lock protection, perhaps put taxes up, continue to penalise the vulnerable. Are we going to have strong voices in Westminster standing up for Scotland, standing up for our Scottish Parliament and standing up for progressive policies?
If there's one thing I hate, it's being penalised. And finally, Paul Nuttall is scheduled for a walkabout in the Midlands today, and that's as specific as we can be, although it's probably fair to say it won't resemble the similarly named Aboriginal Rite of Passage walkabout. He's been saying that UKIP are standing on so much more than Brexit.
I stand on a full domestic raft of policies, like cutting the foreign aid budget, like cutting immigration, like putting more money into the NHS, like putting more bobbies on the beat, and ensuring that our armed forces are equipped with the best weapons possible.
Standing on lots of things there. Join us at the same time tomorrow then, when we continue to...
Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader.
And freeze! We actually did. Which is not great in terms of keeping,
but it's very fun for us.
Keeping a show going. That is such a tune. Who did that tune again?
It's the Soccer Boys. S-O-C-A.
Man,
Soccer
I love
Boys.
That tune. I love that tune. Thanks for doing that.
That's all right. It's just downloading from YouTube.
Keep that curtain drawn, Cornelius. No one needs to know that. There's a story in The Sun today about... a dogging site curb. Can I say that?
Yep.
Cool. The Forestry Commission has cut a beauty spot car park in half to deter... Well, just put a screen up. You don't have to cut it in half. Just anyway, to deter doggers, Horrocks Wood in Rivington, Lancashire. That's Horrocks Wood.
No, in Rivington. That's right.
Postcode LA. No. Oh, okay. Regularly attracts families, walkers, and dog owners. But locals have complained about couples... You... What? Anyway, apparently, the thing is, they've been doing this activity at this car park. And the problem, it seems, that the Forestry Commission has with it is that they are leaving behind empty bottles of spirits and takeaway wrappers. because nothing says a great night than a kebab. And the kebab. So, Commission spokesman Richard Topley said...
are these people who don't like eating in bed either?
Presumably not. It's you!
It's not me.
The Commission spokesman Richard Topley said, the car park has been halved to reduce the numbers of cars able to park up on an evening and partake in, let's call it, antisocial behaviour. Yeah, I mean, that'll do it. You know, if you squish them all in together... more tightly. That's definitely
the solution.
Definitely.
Shame we couldn't get a guest on this.
I know. We did try.
Who would we go?
I don't know. I can't think. Is there anyone? Because you sort of start, don't you? You always start kind of just asking around the office. Like, is there anyone, you know, with any sort of familiarity? The thing is, I sort of feel like it should be like a sort of World Heritage Site now thing. There should be like some kind of plaque system. Don't you think?
No, the opposite. It should be discouraged,
yeah.
These deviants.
Yeah, I agree. We shouldn't encourage anyone to go to Horrocks Wood in Rivington, Lancashire. To do anything other than walk a dog or, you know, have a walk. I need a kebab while you're doing it. Oh, I'm sorry. I know I started that. It's like I sort of painted myself into that corner. So we do something more sobering.
Yes.
Awful. This is an awful story. Well, it depends on your point of view, right? This is also from The Sun. It's kind of Anna Partridge in a Pear Tree news. More than 50,000 animals were experimented on at one university last year for research. It's amazing, isn't it? It's the West Ruislip Animal Explosion University.
How many animals, though?
50,000.
That's a lot, isn't it?
That's quite a lot. That's nearly, it's 1,000 a week. If you're talking term time, 4,000 a week. So a Freedom of Information request showed that 45,500 mice, nearly 2,000 rats, 4,736 fish, and two guinea pigs. The unluckiest guinea pigs in Cardiff.
What are they being tested? What? Is it for medicine or makeup?
Just how well they explode. The best animal for exploding is not a fish. It's about the alleviation of human and veterinary disease.
So medicinal
and vet stuff.
Okay.
The use of animals.
So really, they're sort of like, you know, dying for their fellow breeds. Really,
some of them, some of them, not so much. And you know, it's sort of, I don't know.
I think how many more animals are so much better due to the tests because of the medicines that did work. That's the way to look at this
That's
story.
That's a good question. Would you volunteer to be tested on to better the lives of your fellow humans?
No, obviously not. But I'm not an animal.
Aren't you? Well, fine. Let's talk about animals that I'd be quite happy to massacre, which is moths. We're waging war on moths on Talk Radio. We stand against moths shoulder to shoulder. This is also in The Sun. We're under siege from a plague of moths. And some top tips for you. Lavender sachets or blocks of cedar wood in your wardrobe as moths hate the smell. Store clothes in sealed bags. Turn off radiators and open all the windows regularly. Or smash them with small mallets. No, it doesn't say that.
It should, though.
It should, really.
Yeah.
Smash them with small mallets. I think we're allowed to say that because they're insects. You know, so you can get away with doing awful things to insects, can't you? You know, you could never say that about... I can't even. Good. I don't think I want to be investigated more than once by the RSPCA during my career in broadcasting. That's another story for another time. You're listening to Talk Radio. It's Jake Yap in for John Holmes all this week, 1 till 4. Sam Delaney is up at 4. Directly after this, let's catch up with the latest news.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Right now at the Citroën Select Approved Used event, get up to £750 deposit contribution across our whole range with 8.9% APR representative. Feel good before you get behind the wheel. All vehicles come with a minimum 12-month warranty and 12 months UK breakdown assistance. Visit citroen.co.uk to find your nearest dealer. Citroën Used Cars. Approved for you. Citroën. At participating dealers until 7th of May. Finance subject to status provided by PSA Finance UK Limited. T's and C's apply, 18s and over. Citroën UK Limited is acting as a credit broker and is not a lender.
Dave, this is not the way to the ground. Please put the sat-nav on.
Sat-nav? I don't need that. I'm a human compass, me.
You won't get good odds on what happens next. But for great in-play prices on the footy, get yourself to 10bet.co.uk and score a first deposit bonus of up to £200.
David, I don't think this is Wembley, is it?
When it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. Five rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please bet responsibly.
It's not the travel, the challenge, the trek or the kit. It's not the adventure that makes joining the Army Reserve the best thing I ever did. It's the sense of belonging.
Here you go, mate. Get us down, yeah?
Join the Army Reserve. Get paid to train in your spare time and find where you belong. Search Army Reserve Jobs.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock. Let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Jay. Coming up, prison for cufflinked terrorist, major incident at oil refinery, and thin mannequins are criticised.
Talk Radio.
A British cyber jihadi who provided what's been described as a one-stop shop for global terrorists has been jailed for 8 years. Samata Ullah, who's 34 and from Cardiff, hid his training guides for Islamic State Group plots on James Bond-style USB sticks, which are disguised as cufflinks. Commander Dean Hayden from the Metropolitan Police says the content was used around the world.
He provided instruction and guidance in relation to accessing weapons and weapon systems. And as a result, we know terrorists around different parts of the world did actually access this library and found certainly his website extremely useful.
Jeremy Corbyn has defended Diane Abbott after she appeared confused over Labour's plan for 10,000 extra police officers in England and Wales. In an interview this morning, the Shadow Home Secretary said it would cost £300,000 over 4 years before correcting herself to around £80 million. The Labour leader has confirmed the policy will cost £300 million, something that Conservatives say funding through capital gains tax doesn't make sense. Meanwhile, Liberal Democrat leader Tim Farron has criticised the Tories' approach to Brexit.
We believe the majority of the British people want us to stay in the single market. That's the evidence. Also, the majority of the British people do not want to be taken for granted by a Conservative government that assumes it's racing for a colossal landslide on the 8th of June. Britain needs a strong opposition, and the Liberal Democrats are the only people providing that strong opposition, given the chaos in the Labour Party.
Staff at an oil refinery in Grangemouth have been evacuated due to a gas leak, which police have described as a major incident. School children are being kept indoors as a precaution, and motorists are being told to avoid the area due to the incident at a petrochemical plant. A health watchdog is investigating claims that IVF clinics are offering women free treatment in exchange for half their eggs, which is against guidelines. An undercover investigation by the Daily Mail found the eggs are then sold to couples for thousands of pounds. And research on female mannequins in British shops has found all of them would be considered medically unhealthy if they were humans. Academics at the University of Liverpool say their study shows a need to reduce the emphasis on the value of extreme thinness.
Talk Radio National Weather.
The best of any sunshine in the west, cooler in the east with some showers, highs of 17 degrees.
I'm so excited that we're just half an hour away from the bonus news.
Oh, why are you so excited?
Because it's great. It's you. It's your chance to be more you. Like, you know, you're a consummate professional newsreader, right?
Mm.
You're brilliant at it, and it's stately, it's authoritative, it's controlled, it's neutral, but soothing in a sort of strangely compassionate way.
I listen to bulletins when I go to sleep.
That's not very nice.
I record them. I
wake up.
They're
you're
soothe, they soothe me.
Boring.
No, they soothe me. They relax me.
I use them to wake me up.
I think you're lying to me, Jake.
Anyway, my point is you have to be quite formal because it's news and it's serious, right? This bonus news slot, this is your moment to shine, Victoria. In 30 minutes from now, people will be like, This is a Victoria Bourne I've never heard before. This is... I love this person. I'm responding to this person. I want to know more. This is your chance to really put in your bid for a hostile takeover of this show.
Oh, why does it have to be hostile?
I don't think there's any other option.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Just saying.
Yeah. Well, that's very kind, Jake. And also, like, a couple of listeners tweeted me, so that was very nice too. Ooh. I'm not actually in a bad mood. I'm just tired, but I've just had a double espresso. Oh.
So now you're buzzing.
I'm buzzing. I was a bit more coherent in that bulletin.
You were great in that bulletin.
Thanks.
But you were great in the one before.
I wasn't. Anyway.
Look, just do it.
Cass said she'd find me some mineral stories, so I'm just waiting for her to email me.
Fine.
I don't know. Oh, of course. Apparently she's done it just now.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, that's great news. Yeah. That's great news. Well, I look forward to whatever happens in half an hour's time.
Mineral news.
Yeah, thanks very much, Victoria. Let's catch up with the latest sport. Oh, sports.
Talk brilliant. Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Atletico Madrid head coach Diego Simeone believes Real Madrid will try and attack from the get-go in tonight's Champions League last four tie. The first legs hosted by Real in Talk Sports live commentary game is the fourth year in a row they faced each other in the competition, with Atletico looking to avenge last season's defeat in the final. Simeone knows his side need an away goal.
I hope it to be a neck-and-neck game. I hope a match in which we can take advantage of the spaces they allow us. We know the second leg is at our home and the goals are probably more important. The rival is used to scoring, so they have the chance of making useful that second match.
Manchester United defender Luke Shaw will need to see a specialist after being forced off in Sunday's 1-1 draw with Swansea. The England left-back's reportedly damaged ligaments in his foot. United are already without defenders Phil Jones, Chris Smalling and Marcos Rojo. Finally, on to cricket. This afternoon's IPL game sees defending champion Sunrisers Hyderabad up against Delhi Daredevils. Sam Billings faces his England teammate Chris Jordan. There's full live commentary over on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news. News powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio.
Jake Yab in for John Holmes.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Every time. Good afternoon, it's Jake Yab in for John Holmes all this week, 1 till 4. Sandalane will be here from 4 with Drive Time with all the news in it. No, I'm not doing that now, sorry. I was just holding that piece of paper. Good. Corner. Just... Well, we've covered so much in the show already. We've talked about Terrace Kushti lives on benefits in Peckham. It's quite a sudden qualification at the end of that sentence. We've talked about Trump and the House of Lords and their policy on the Middle East or their recommendations. Some would say it was worth listening again if you would go to talkradio.co.uk. You're going to hear the whole show again. But then, of course, you miss out on Sandalane at 4. I mean, it's a nightmare,
you
really.
You can do it at another point.
Well, what point? I mean, that's the question.
At any point. You can do it at your leisure.
Well, but name a point. Name a point when you wouldn't want to listen to this live. I mean...
7 till 10?
Yeah, that's fair. I'm kidding. James Whale will be here from 7 till 10. And he's bigger than me, so... Fine. Now, I'm excited because we've got the feature everyone's talking about. At 3.45, we're going to be doing Toppling Juncture, which is a game based on those shoving the two peas along the thing and they fall down the thing. We thought it could work as a quiz show format. No one's thought of it, but we have. It's ours, and we're really enjoying it. Clip clap to anyone who's heard it before. And please keep listening to anyone who hasn't. But in the meantime, it's time for the other feature everyone's talking about. It's time, if you're ready, Marta, it's time to play News M on Go!
News M on!
Yes! This is another one of those standby features that we enjoy during cover shows, just to make you a little bit more grateful for the workaday shows of John Holmes when he's here. He'll be back on Wednesday next week. this is News M on Go. It's It's Top Trumps, to be honest, but sort of with a little bit of Pokemon branding, just for a bit of fun. Each day a theme is given, and Cornelius and I, well, we're Newsemon catchers, and we scour the news and go through our Newsadex, and we pitch our Newsemon against each other in Newsay battle. Today in the news, Cardiff man Samata Ulla has been sentenced to 8 years for storing extremist data on a USB memory stick disguised as a cufflink. Man, it's not every day you get a story like that, is it?
I'm pretty sure you can just buy those cufflinks as well.
I reckon. They've got to be available on eBay. Mm. Ships from Hong Kong. You know, it's one of those ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, he's been dubbed the James Bond terrorist. Which has got to be like one of the top three terrorists you could be, I reckon. You know? Although, you know, I don't know. Copying data, you know, dragging and dropping files from one folder to another is not all that glamorous, some would say. Anyway, today's Newsemon battle is going to be all about spies. So let's begin the Newsemon battle! Ow! Ah! Well, Cornelius is one.
Yeah, we should explain. It's not just a fight in the studio.
I'm sorry, I actually genuinely did just bash my knee really hard on the metal handle of the cupboard door. Why is there a cupboard under? What's in there? There's literally nothing in there. Pointless cupboard. Ow. Oh, okay, well, that's giving me a little rush of adrenaline. It's spies. We've got our Newsemon that we're going to pitch against each other. And who have you got then as your
spy? My Newsemon today is a Cold War era spy, Aldrich Ames, American spy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I've got Mata Hari.
Mata Hari.
Mata Hari, who during the First World War was...
Old school.
Was a Dutch exotic dancer and courtesan who was convicted of being a spy for Germany.
Convicted by who?
Well, we'll probably get into that during our Newsday battle, which will begin now with round one. What category have you got for round one?
So mine is going to be lying ability, which is obviously very important as a spy. Let me talk to you about Aldrich Ames, as I said, a former CIA agent who actually turned into a Soviet Union spy in 1985 after being stationed in Ankara, Turkey. He had originally been been sent to target Soviet intelligence officers for recruitment, but instead offered up US secrets to the Soviets due to his own financial and emotional woes. So he was assigned to the CIA's European office, had access to the identities of CIA spies in the KGB and the Soviet military, and then just told the Soviets.
Wow.
But I suggested lying ability because he managed to pass two lie detector tests once being caught by the CIA. Two, not one, but two.
Crikey. All right. Well, I've got lying ability for Mata Hari.
Okay.
Just in terms of lying down ability. I mean, she was a courtesan. She was a courtesan, right? She was a very successful... she was known more for her sensuality and eroticism than for her beauty. But you want to talk about lying? She claimed to be working not just for the Germans, but actually then said that she was working for the Allied forces, and they never actually found out by then. She lied about her origins. She lied about... Everything she said was a damn lie. So you stick that in your... And in fact, that comes on to my first category.
Okay, go ahead.
For round one of the battle, which is double agency. Because during the First World War, she was involved in what was described as a very intense romantic sexual relationship with a Russian pilot who was called Maslov, who she called the love of her life, right? But then she lied a lot, okay? In the summer of 1916, Maslov was shot down and badly wounded during a dogfight. Roxy! He lost his sight in both eyes. And she asked permission to visit her wounded lover at the hospital where he was staying, near the front, the battle front. As a citizen of a neutral country, she wouldn't normally be allowed near the front, but she was met near the front by agents from France, from the Allies, who said she would only be allowed to see Maslov if she agreed to spy on Germany. So she effectively became a double agent.
Wow, well, so did my bloke.
Okay, then. That seems fair.
So they were both double agents and good liars.
Yeah, definitely. But did yours blow a kiss at the firing squad? She was shot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. And well, she blew a kiss to the firing squad.
Mine was not shot, so didn't really have a firing squad really,
yeah,
to...
Well, yeah, it's fine.
Blow a kiss to...
Fine. Well, that's it for the first half, but as ever, we need some half-time analysis. So it's over to a newsmaster himself, the one, the only, Jim White.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Well, what a battle it's been so far. Facts and figures flying everywhere. The debate so far has been strong, informative, and that's made up for the lack of entertainment. Jake's performance so far has been strong, if maybe a little excessive. It seemed that the thought of an exotic dancing spy has excited him to a level we've never seen in Newsimon before. Con's performance is focusing more on steadiness and calmness, but as we know, that rarely flies in these battles. He'll have to give more if he wants to get a result. It's leaning towards Jake at the moment, but let's see what the second half will bring.
Manners, manners. Thanks, Jim White. Let the second half begin. So what do you got for round two?
Dragging down with them ability.
Oh, that old chestnut. Dragging down with them. Okay, go on.
So whilst Aldrich Ames was compromised by the CIA eventually, he managed to compromise 100 CIA agents himself to the KGB, which led to the unfortunate execution of at least 10 of them.
Wow.
So, yeah, he did quite well on that.
Yes, he did do quite well on that. I don't think I can...
Did she take anyone down with her?
I don't think so.
The nature of her job, wasn't it?
All right, here we go. She had the names of 6 Belgian agents.
Only but, 6?
You know, whatever. Anyway, she was
not
put on trial.
100.
She was accused of causing the deaths of at least 50,000 soldiers with her
actions. Okay.
So I don't know.
That's probably 1 or 2 more than 100.
I'm not a scientist, so I can't tell you about those numbers. But that's all I've got as a rejoinder to that. Anyone think this was somewhat ill-researched? All right, for my round two, then, I've got exotic dancing. And this is potentially where you might meet with an Achilles heel there.
Yes, there's no information at all which suggests that Aldrich did partake in any exotic dancing at all. He did have a divorce.
Well, I'll take that. Mata Hari, her act was successful because it elevated exotic dance to a more respectable status and so broke new ground in a style of entertainment for which Paris was later to become world famous. She's jiggling about in it, let's be honest. and she posed for provocative photos, she mingled in wealthy circles, and one evidently enthused French journalist wrote in a Paris newspaper that Mata Hari was, quote, "So feline, extremely feminine, majestically tragic, the thousand curves and movements of her body trembling in a thousand rhythms."
Wow.
But your bloke there, he didn't...
Yeah, I don't think he was... No, he's just been in jail, unless they've been doing exotic dancing as, like, one of those rehab classes that they do in prison. that's not on his Wikipedia page, so we can't really...
Okay, yeah, that's purely speculative. Well, I mean, it's neck and neck. It's a whitewash, mate. Absolute whitewash.
Yeah, it was.
I'm calling that for me. I'm sorry if that's bad, but, you know, I would say... Would you agree?
Yeah, what does this mean?
It means that I, Jake Camp, have defeated Cornelius Mendes in today's Newsimon battle. Catch
'em all! Newsimon!
That was really great.
It's good fun.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. I think we might have time for another NHS phone call after this.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Get golfing with American Golf.
amazing offers to improve your game. Like 20% off all Adidas clothing and footwear until Thursday the 4th of May. And ask about our best value trade-in, where you can trade in your old clubs for brand new ones. Just bring in your clubs to over 100 stores nationwide for a free quotation. Don't miss American Golf's game-changing offers, in-store or online, at americangolf.co.uk. Terms and conditions apply.
1 million is a gargantuan amount, isn't it? If 1 million people stood on each other's shoulders, they'd reach all the way to space. It'd be a bit cold at the top, though. So if I told you over 1 million people have chosen to sell their cars with WeBuyAnyCar.com, you might think, wow, I'm going to give that a go. Gargantuan. I like that word. Why don't you join them? Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. And our latest clever product, the Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge, has just got even better. It's now been officially tested to lift up to a massive 140 kilos. If you fit doors, windows and cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on with that one. The new, improved Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Now up to 140 kilos. Available from builders merchants nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Lancashire's M55 remains closed westbound near Fulwood, junctions 1 to 3, as accident investigation work continues. You're still queuing on the southbound M6 in Cheshire after earlier problems at the Croft interchange. There was an accident, it's now on the hard shoulder. West of Skegness, J158 through Candlesby remains closed both ways. There's been an accident there involving a coach. And through Two Waters Foot in Cornwall, both sides of Glyn Valley, the A38, are closed. That's for the recovery of an accident involving a lorry between Two Waters Foot and Bodmin. I'm Gerina Adams.
Unlimited BT Infinity is broadband like no other. Because you'll get the UK's most powerful Wi-Fi signal versus major broadband providers. That's on top of super fast speeds of up to 52 megabits. And when you're out and about, you'll get free access to over 5 million Wi-Fi hotspots. Oh, we'll also give you a welcome discount of over 25%. Unlimited BT Infinity. Broadband like no other. Visit bt.com/connect.
New customers, 12-month term, subject to availability, minimum line speed. Terms apply. Over 25% discount versus existing customer standard price. To verify, see bt.com/smarthub.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Get turned on to all killer, no filler conversation. Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hot. Hot show, hot tune. One of my best. You loving that, Cornelius?
Well, I feel like I've been transported to a beach in Jamaica and I'm lying on a hammock drinking a beer out of a coconut.
Oh, I thought a beer out of a coconut.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were
Was
going,
that not what you were
yes,
aiming for?
Absolutely the vibe. Party, party. You know, write what you know. Just trying out some new beds today, you know, just wondered if anybody liked them.
We should say that bed means music, because people don't know that. No, so it might just sound like you're going to
yeah,
a bed shop
Goldilocks.
After.
Yeah. The first one, it's way too hard. Like this music, really. It's very, very hard, industrial, techno, thrash. Anyway. I don't know if you saw in the news today that if you want to use a phone in... Big Finish. So Jamaican, you're absolutely right. story in the papers today about the NHS saying that there's this company called Hospedia, not TripAdvisor, who, if you want to use a phone... in hospital, it costs you 50p a minute. Plus, you have to listen to a pre-recorded message for 70 seconds or something at the beginning. So it's costing quite a lot of money. I always think, like, 50p a minute, that's right up there with all your premium rate telephone services, isn't it? And I don't think it would necessarily be unreasonable if you're phoning the NHS to maybe want a little something extra for all that money you are paying. What? We fancifully wondered earlier on today, Cornelius.
Yeah.
Would one of those phone calls sound like? I don't know. Let's find out, shall we? Okay.
NHS Red Hotline, are you with the patient?
Yeah.
And is he breathing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, just how I like him. And is he conscious?
Yeah.
Well, you can't have everything. What's the problem?
He's got a saucepan stuck on his head.
Oh, yeah? Well, OK, I want you to get some baby oil and I want it to smear it round the head.
Oh, yeah. Yeah? Nasty.
Get it nice and slick.
Oh, you like that, do you?
And then I want you to...
pull it off.
Well, just gently tug at it until it releases.
I'm just going to release right now.
Okay, thanks very much for calling. If you have any other problems, then just pop down to your local A&E and they'll tug it off for you.
I bet they will. Filthy.
That was nice. I hope you enjoyed that as much as we did. There's another story about phones, actually.
Go on.
In the paper today, Daily Mail. Says that mobile phones going off in theatres.
Yeah.
Oh, kids today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not. No, it's the Middle Ages. Middle Ages peoples. They're to blame. Andrew Scott, who plays the villainous Moriarty in the BBC Sherlock. Do you watch that?
No, I don't.
It's one of those ones I just missed. I missed it. Yeah, it came on and I sort of missed the first one. Series one, episode one. I thought, do you know what, I'll catch up with it properly, like, at the end of the... How many series have there been now? Like, seven?
Yeah, something like that. Is this the one with Martin Freeman in?
I don't know.
Tim from The
Did
Office.
Did have Benedict Cumberbatch? What is that?
Yeah,
can
yeah,
I make
yeah,
that
that's
up?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, didn't see any of them. I'll wait for it to finish, and then I'll watch them all, and then they'll just look really dated and not very good. Fair? Good. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he says that in his experience, if a phone's ringing, it's someone in late middle age who doesn't know how to turn it off, and they let it ring out. Young people know how to turn their phone off. That might be quite a good point.
That's fair play.
Oh, is that mine? Oh, now where's the... Hang on, get my glasses. Is that... hello? Sorry.
The theatre is one of the worst places...
Absolutely.
...for people to be rude.
Oh, sorry, right, sorry. For people to be rude.
Yeah, sort of. It's one of the places that I think, more than a dinner table, involves etiquette, because... it will actually ruin the experience of anyone for a lot of people around you.
I agree. I mean,
so many people get it wrong.
Well, the fortunate thing is that theatre is dead, or at least dying, as is print. And so you don't have to worry because it's dying art form. That's the thing. I used to say I hate plays, you know, and then I realised I don't just hate plays. You know, I hate plays and books, I think, and most film and, you know, television's okay. I don't really like music. And then I realised that's not true. You know, it's culture, just universally culture I hate. And then I realised it's not even culture. It's people.
Just people.
It's people, yeah. It's people that I hate. I went and saw, it's a lie, obviously, I don't believe that, but I saw a concert in London at the Royal Festival Hall.
So like an orchestra.
A proper
sort
orchestral
of,
concert. And they were playing some Sibelius. And it's a really emotional piece of music. It was, I think, his Fifth Symphony or something. And it ends with these big chords, like that the whole orchestra plays in one hit. So it kind of goes, bam, bam, Mm. And there's this sort of huge silences between each chord. Bam! Bam! Bam, bam! And it ends. And, like, it had been an amazing concert, right? Mm. By any stretch of the imagination. Everyone was spellbound. The final chord just rings out, and we're all just sort of waiting for its echo to sort of finish reverberating through the hall before we start applauding. And instead, what happens is there's a guy, like, two rows down from me, and it goes like this. Bam! 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 Bam, bam! And everyone's arms out, ready to clap, and this guy just shouts, bitch! And this one goes, no, I phoned the police. I phoned the police. No, you're disgusting. You're disgusting. And it was like, they were both foreign, speaking with foreign accents in English, calling each other all the names under the sun.
Was it an opera?
And literally, no. And literally everyone, they were just about to applaud. They kind of went, what? And I think one of them had been using their mobile phone and the other one had objected to it throughout the whole thing.
It is the worst.
It's a huge...
Same thing, Book of Mormon. I went to see it too.
Oh, no.
2 weeks ago or so.
Isn't it fabulous?
It's brilliant. I've seen it before. Yeah. But two middle-aged women sat to our left. Now, during the first section, they spoke once, and it was quite rude, but I thought... Obviously, you're not going to say anything after one go and they stop.
Yeah.
So I didn't. But during the half time, the interval.
Half time?
It shows how cultured I am.
Yeah, yeah. Analysis. Half-time. Yeah. Here's some blokes in shiny shiny trousers looking a bit ill at ease in formal wear.
Yeah. But they had a whole bottle of wine between them just in the interval. And then, boy, did they chatter on. And the person behind said something. To which these noisy people took task. They went, excuse me? Excuse me? They couldn't believe it. And it ended up with a full shouting match, but after the show had ended.
Really?
Yeah, right into each other's face.
Man, that's...
I think it sort of magnifies it so much more when it's in a theatre.
Because it's terrible.
Especially watching a play, because it's not always... It's not like a rock concert where it's really loud.
Yeah.
You have to actually listen.
Well, and the other thing is that you can't... what do you do? You're in character. There's nothing you can do. If you're a comedian and a phone goes off, well, you can just be merciless and shred that person. But when you're on rails in a play with other people on the stage, what do you do? What do you do?
They should be killed.
They should all be destroyed.
throw the key away.
Painlessly, humanely, but destroyed. You're listening to... Never mind what you're listening to. Let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Talk Radio.
A man who hid terrorist material on USB sticks disguised as cufflinks has been jailed for 8 years. Samata Ullah from Cardiff was arrested when police raided his home and found the extremist material on 60 devices. The information was then shared to other terrorists. Sati Baines is a computer expert and says the encrypted data made it difficult for agencies to track down.
The key issue that they all have in this is actually you've got a more educated workforce coming along. You've got people, millennials, who play with computers all day long. They understand it. They have to break these systems. They're not easy to break. They're not designed to break.
The Shadow Home Secretary says she misspoke as she struggled during an interview to put a cost on Labour's election pledge for 10,000 more police officers. Diane Abbott said the proposal would cost £300,000 before correcting herself. Friends and family of a businessman have paid tribute to him after he was shot dead during a botched burglary in Dorset. They described Guy Hedger as a caring and compassionate man. It's claimed some IVF clinics are offering women free treatment in exchange for half their eggs. The Daily Mail carried out an undercover investigation and found the eggs are then sold to couples for thousands of pounds. And some sports stars say proposals to scrap athletics world records set before 2005 because of doping fears are wrong. Among them is Paula Radcliffe, who says the idea by European athletics fails clean athletes. The weather dry in the north and west tonight. Chilly with frost and fog in Scotland with light rain in parts of the southeast. Lows of 5 degrees. Tomorrow there'll be showers in southern England. Dry with plenty of sunshine in the north and west with highs of 16. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks very much, Victoria.
It's all right.
Now, remind me how this normally works. Do we do the little jingly out bit and then have the bonus news, or do we just
smash straight into it?
Fine. If you're a regular listener to the John Holmes Show, then you'll know this story. But the way it works is this: Victoria's bulletins got reduced by 1 minute, and obviously everyone lobbied very hard for a commensurate pay decline.
Excuse me?
What?
No one lobbied. John whinged about it.
Oh, it's not what they told me. These guys told me that.
Well, their lobbying failed.
Like, really, I mean, Victoria doesn't really know about it.
There was an online petition, like...
That's really horrible.
38 degrees. Yeah. So, anyway, shockingly, Victoria's still being paid the same amount of money.
Yes,
and so for
I
that
am.
Reason, excitingly, she does bonus news at this time every day. So, it's usually animal, vegetable or mineral. Which is a question people always ask themselves when they listen to the show on the radio, I think. But here it is, guys. It's bonus news time.
Mineral news. Provided by assistant producer Cass, presented by Victoria Bourne. You can find her on Twitter at Victoria _Bourne, in association with Jake Yap and Cornelius Mendez, and made possible by Marta on the buttons.
On the buttons.
Credits at the start there.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, wow.
That's fine by me. Bonus news, then!
Where's the music?
You've been looking forward to this.
We normally play The Archers. Do you have anything similar? I forgot about that detail.
I've got this.
Perfect.
Okay.
Go for it.
The MOD is said to be interested in what's been described as an Iron Man suit. So it's by British inventor Richard Browning, who's actually a member of the Royal Marine Reserve.
Yeah.
And he showcased a design, and in a demo in Canada, he flew around in a circle for nearly 1 minute, hovering a short distance from above the ground. Do you want to know how this works?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so the suit works using 6 miniature jet engines or thrusters, which are attached to Richard.
No one got to see your eyebrow go up on thrusters, which is a shame.
Oh well.
Oh well.
Never mind.
Yeah, don't care. You're all dead to me. Carry on.
I'm doing this against my will.
Yeah.
So the thrusters are attached to...
That is if you have a gun against your head.
Yeah. Well, contract, gun, same thing.
It's not even in my contract.
Probably haven't got a contract. Carry on.
I do. I signed one.
Oh.
Anyway.
What's it like?
Not as good as I want it to be.
Sounds about right. Carry on.
Yeah. Anyway, so the thrusters...
I hope Denny had a great holiday. That's all I'm going to say. Because people were having to take a ticket to go and see him today. 54. Yes, I'd like to talk about... Go on.
Do you want this or not?
Yeah, I want your thrusters.
Okay, so the thrusters are attached to a rigid exoskeleton at the back and the arms, and it takes off air screen.
Your eyebrow didn't go up on the rigid exoskeleton, which is a shame.
Sorry, on what?
The rigid exoskeleton.
Anyway, the Iron Man suit takes off vertically and can be controlled by moving the arms.
I'm sorry, vertically?
It can fly. Can it fly?
Yes, this is the point.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know you weren't listening because you thought, oh, I can't be bothered, Connie's. But
I said
this
in the second paragraph.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that was about 78 paragraphs ago. Carry on.
That long because you keep interrupting me and...
Okay, I'm sorry.
Being
annoyed. Guys,
I'm sorry, we're here, and that is
for mineral news.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, so the Iron Man...
I'm not
going
to interrupt you.
You can see
anymore.
A picture of
I'm
the Iron Man suit on my Twitter page.
Because
Victoria
that would be the worst thing.
Born.
I think it's so rude when people interrupt people.
The music stopped.
Yeah. Do you want another one?
Let's do it again.
Here we go. Now, this is a tune.
Is it?
Yeah, I love this tune.
The Twist Twist Song.
Is it going to speak all the way through?
No.
Twist, 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 making chicken wire. Twist, 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 just like this. Twist, 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 making chicken wire. Twist, 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 twist.
This would be better for animal news, I admit.
Well, wire is probably made out of...
Well, yeah, that's...
Got a mineral in it, probably, somewhere. Yeah.
Is that it, then?
No, I've got 2 more stories, but your music is not good.
Can we go back to Match of the Day?
Come on, Jake.
I'll find something else.
Sort it out.
Let me find something else.
Just be quick. This is why I didn't want to do it.
Here we go. Carry on.
An angry father who was fined for taking his 6-year-old son on holiday to Egypt during term time has got his own back. By paying the £60 fine in coppers, Paddy Forbes from Swansea brought a bucket full of coins to the Swansea Civic Centre on Friday and boldly tipped the lot onto the counter in front of an unsuspecting council worker.
You see, the thing is, you're not really making a principled stand there and fighting the system. You're just giving someone a really rubbish morning and making them miss their lunch break.
Someone whose fault it isn't as
Yeah.
You can see a picture of the bucket tipping on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne, spelled B-O-U-R-N-E. Got one more story, Jake.
Okay, hang on.
And if you're rich and like Star Wars, you're in luck, as a jeweler in Tokyo is offering a life-size replica of Darth Vader's helmet made entirely out of solid gold. Wow. It weighs more than 2 stone, that's 15 kilos.
Solid gold?
Yep. It costs just £1,080,000 and it's not designed to be worn. You can see a picture on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne, but B-O-U-R-N-E. The end.
Are you okay? That was great.
That was really good.
I loved it.
I like, think you enjoyed it.
And
secretly.
You came to life. There's a psychological thing of if you get paid more money to do something, but you're told it's a chore,
it's not money.
You'll hate it more than if you were paid less money to do something. This is a psychological test. Mm. They did a test where they paid people $20 to do a really boring, repetitive task or $1 to do a boring, repetitive task. And the people they paid $1 to enjoyed it more. I'm sorry, I'm just repeating something Denny said to me earlier. Denny is our boss, of course, and we love him. We love him, man. I love no one other than Sir Philip Green can sport an open neck shirt the way Denny can. I think that's fair. That's fair. Good. Victoria, that was great. Will you do it again tomorrow, please?
Not mineral news.
It'll be animal news.
It's animals tomorrow.
Okay, cool.
Your favourite.
All right.
You like animals?
Yeah.
I'll bring you some dairy-free chocolate.
Oh, yeah, please. The one you told me about.
Yeah, brilliant. We'll, I'll try and
some special stuff.
Yes. We'll be back after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The Alternative Rich List on Talk Radio with the Sunday Times. Brought to you by Skoda. Driven by something different. All this week at Drive, Sam Delaney looks ahead to the amazing stories and secrets behind the nation's other gazetteer of greatness. Where wealth is defined by more than what's in your bank account. Investigate the Alternative Rich List with the Sunday Times. All this week at Drive from 4 with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. Brought to you by Skoda. Driven by something different.
Hey Britain, listen up. EE gives you 4G in more places than any other UK network. That's why it's the best choice for the new Samsung Galaxy S8. Catch your favorite shows on the epic Infinity display on the go. What are you waiting for? Get it today and get a new Samsung every 12 months with EE annual upgrade. On EE, your galaxy has no boundaries. Looks like Great Britain just got a whole lot greater.
Annual upgrade dependent on eligible device and price plan. Minimum term applies. RootMetrics UK 4G comparison of 4 mobile networks. July to December 2016. See ee.co.uk for further details.
Score yourself a winner with The Sun. Join me, The Sun's chief football reporter, Neil Ashton, for all the latest stats, chats and spats. Our coverage is more Pep than Guardiola, tackles opponents tougher than Terry, and scores more winners than our mates Zlatan. Plus, don't miss your number one football pullout. It's goals every Monday, Wednesday, Saturday and Sunday. Go on, pick up The Sun today for just 50p.
Well, I wasn't really sure I'd belong in the army. Just thought they expected the guys to be super strong. And before I joined, every press-up felt like 10. So on the second day, one of the lads offered to do some jobs for me for a few evenings so I can get some extra sessions in the gym. Yeah, so 10 years on, I'm our regiment's boxing champion, and that was all thanks to Jonesy. He didn't do much, but it meant a lot.
This is belonging. Find where you belong. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Lancashire's M55 remains closed west for accident investigation work between junctions 1 at Forward and 3 at Kirkham. The traffic on the approach to the closure is looking much better and a diversion is following the solid circle symbol. Just west of Skegness, the A158 through Candlesby is still closed both ways after an accident involving a coach. In Hampshire, a lorry's overturned on the northbound A34 in Upper Bullington. That road is blocked at Bullington Cross, and through Two Waters Foot in Cornwall, both sides of the A38 Glynn Valley remain blocked by an accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
Unlimited BT Infinity is broadband like no other. Because you'll get the UK's most powerful Wi-Fi signal versus major broadband providers. That's on top of super fast speeds of up to 52 megabits. And when you're out and about, you'll get free access to over 5 million Wi-Fi hotspots. Oh, we'll also give you a welcome discount of over 25%. Unlimited BT Infinity. Broadband like no other. Visit bt.com/connect.
New customers, 12-month term. Subject to availability, minimum line speed. Terms apply. Over 25% discount versus existing customer standard price. To verify, see bt.com/smarthub.
Jerry! You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
100% hard talk. Jake Yap in for John Holmes. On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Well, a very good afternoon to you. Just 15 minutes now until Sam Delaney's here for Drive Time. In the meantime, it's Jake Yap in for John Holmes. And this is my favourite bit of the whole show. I absolutely love this. It's time to play Toppling Juncture. This is a game, it's like a quiz show. Based on those, you know, those machines you get like on the end of piers where you put the 2p in and it goes down the thing, and then there's the sliding platform bit and it pushes the other coins down, and that in turn pushes more coins, and then you might win some more coins. It's kind of based on that, except you don't win any coins because we can't give any prizes away. If you would like to play, you could email jake.yap@talkradio.co.uk. That's jake.yap@talkradio.co.uk. We still have a few vacancies for the rest of the week. If you'd like to have a go at the quiz no one's talking about. in the meantime, though, CJ has agreed to play for us today. Hi, CJ.
I'm back. Hello.
It's nice to have you back. God, we missed you. Where were you? this is a groundbreaking quiz show that it's a format that no one's ever thought of before. And topical questions. How up on the news are you?
Not a clue.
Yeah, as a regular Talk Radio listener, you're good.
No idea.
Good. Do you fancy your chances?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna win, but
looking at the Toppling Juncture coin bed at the moment, shoot one, two, or three is taking a fancy at the moment.
Shoot three, definitely.
Shoot number three. Yeah. It's looking quite tasty, isn't it? Because there's like a couple where there's like one on top of the other one.
I've got a strategy as well.
Have you?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the strategy?
Well, I either choose one.
Yeah.
Or two.
Yeah.
Or three.
Ah, that's a good strategy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I will tell you that all the people who've been the most successful with Toppling Juncture, they've deployed similar strategies. So I think you're in.
Absolutely, it's all a genius strategy.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, if you're ready, clip clap, guys.
Clip clap. Clip clap. Clip clap. Clip clap.
It's time to play Toppling Juncture. Clip clip.
Clip clap.
Clip clap.
Clip clap.
Good. Okay, if you're ready then, we're going to play Toppling Juncture, and here comes your first question.
Brilliant, let's do this.
Good luck, everyone. Good luck, CJ.
All carrying on me.
First question. Which film will celebrate... Hang on, we had this one yesterday. I'm going to ask this question. Who had a video chat with Prince William last week to discuss mental health? Was it A, Katy Perry, B, Lady Gaga, or C, Adele?
I don't like any of them, but I'm going to say Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. You think that Lady Gaga is the answer? Let's find out if you're right. Is it Lady Gaga had a chat with Prince William to discuss mental health? Hey! Well done. It's a right answer. That gives you a coin to put down the Toppling Juncture wall. Will you choose shoot number one, two, or three?
I'll go with shoot number three.
Can we light up shoot? No, the good choice, I think, you know. I do think it's worth a go. Okay. Can we light up shoot number three, please? And just let us know when you want to release it. Remember to time it right with the in and out draw.
So that's on the X once. So I just go and say when I'm ready to put that
just
coin.
Say release.
Yeah, you've
release.
Some good chances.
Yeah.
Release the coin!
There it goes, dancing down the pegs there, and... Ooh. Not bad. Not bad. Yes, and there's one.
Clip clap!
That was an amazing opening.
Woo!
You have there. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Gosh, let's just hope that you can consolidate that into some more meaningless sound effects that signify your winning of absolutely nothing. Time for question two. Question two. What has Cheryl Cole named her firstborn child? Is it A, bear, B, pigeon, or C, staple?
Oh, it's definitely pigeon. Definitely.
Pigeon?
Definitely pigeon.
Answer number. So let's find out if you're right there. Has Cheryl Cole named her firstborn child pigeon?
It just seems an appropriate name, really.
Gotcha. It was bear. The answer was bear.
Start, you're wrong. It is pigeon.
Well, I'm sorry, but our adjudicator says that it...
You understand. Well.
You understand it was such a high-stakes game. We have to go with our adjudicator's decision.
You do, you have to suck
them. If you want to appeal, you can do it in writing. What would the point be? Right.
I shall send that in.
Time for question three now. Question three. Which actor was in the news for chasing down a thief in London? Was it A, Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
It's Tom Hardy, because I'm writing the film about it.
Let's see if you're right. Yes, you're right. Yeah. Well done. Hooray! Would you like to put a coin in shoot number one, two, or three?
I was definitely going in for A, because that is the one to go with.
Okay, well, it was good to you the first time. Let's light up number three, please. And let us know when you want to release that coin into shoot number three.
Release the coin!
There it goes, dancing away, and is one on top of the other one? You are just about okay. CJ. Mate, I really thought you had something there. Last minute windfall there.
Amazing.
That was lucky because, you know, you were on the brink of them walking away to another machine, you know, and then another guy would have played that, and then it would have fallen down, and you would have been like, that's technically my 2P, but... You know, but none of that happened because it's all a construct. Right. I've got another question for you now.
Ooh.
Which famous Hollywood actor is said to have his lines fed to him? Is it A, Brad Pitt, B, Johnny Depp, or C, George Line Clooney?
I'm going to say pigeon.
Final answer. Pigeon. Okay, let's find out if you're right. Which famous Hollywood actor is said to have his lines fed to him? Is it a pigeon? No, I'm afraid it's not a pigeon. I think a better strategy would have been to offer up one of the answers we gave you.
I know, but that's too obvious. You know, I thought it was a trick.
We're not that clever. And plus, you know, there's so many regulations. You just can't do that. The answer was actually Johnny Depp.
Well, he's played pigeons in movies, so I was right.
Has he?
Yeah.
No.
He has.
Name the film in which he plays a pigeon.
Johnny Depp stars as the pigeon hunter in Pigeons Hunter. Yeah. Sure.
Are you sorry?
you can check the... You can Google it.
Yeah, are you sorry?
No.
Okay. all right, next question. Which member of the royal family celebrated their birthday today? Was it A, Princess Charlotte? B, he's got a cough. Prince George. Or C, Prince Harry?
Oh, such a difficult question. Which member of the royal family? Well, I'm going to say Freddie Mercury, because he is the Queen, and he was in the band Queen. So, I mean, I know you're giving me questions that I can choose the answer from.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think any of them are right.
It sort of makes it tricky because, you know, in a way, then we can't sort of do the whole bit of releasing the coin.
Yeah, exactly.
Inescapably have chosen a wrong answer that absolutely. We cannot possibly
right,
turn
okay,
around.
Okay, for the sake of this...
If you had to choose one of the answers...
Yeah, if you absolutely had to
choose A...
Well, the answers are, so I'm just going to say B because I like that word better.
But if you had to choose A...
If you had to choose A answer,
what would you...
Answer.
I know what you're doing here, and I think it's inappropriate that you're telling me the answer. This is cheating. And I just can't tolerate such behaviour on the air. It's outrageous.
Is it because I coughed during saying Prince George? Did you think that was a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire thing?
Okay, we'll go with A. Let's go with A.
He's gone with A.
He's gone with A. Let's see if that's right.
We can only take that answer.
Yeah, I'm afraid we have to take your third answer. Let's see if that's right. Yes!
Yay!
It's right. Well done. Well done.
Thank you.
Which shoot would you like to go for? One, two, or three?
Well, it's been good to me, and then it's not been good to me. Be like my ex-wife, so I'm going to go with three.
Number three. Can we light up number three, please? And let us know when you want to release that coin.
Release the coin!
Okay, down it goes. Dancing away there. Look. Oh! One coin dropped to the second level there, and it looks like it's smushed in with all the others. And I... No, nothing.
No.
It's just the way the cookie crumbles, isn't it?
Okay.
It's never going to happen.
I think we've got one last question. The recent television show entitled Feud detailed the real-life feud between Betty Davis and which other actress? Was it A, Elizabeth Taylor, B, Joan Crawford, or C, Jennifer Lawrence?
Well, unfortunately, I don't own a TV because I'm always listening to talk radio, so...
Of course.
The answer to this particular question that you particularly just asked is... It's I'm going to say B, yeah.
Joan Crawford.
Yep.
Let's find out if you're right. Yes! Okay. Well done!
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Incredible. Incredible. Yes, Joan Crawford and Bette Davis supposedly had a real-life feud. Well, that's got you another coin.
Fantastic.
Which shoot would you like to plump for?
Well, I know I've been saying three a lot for this, but... what we're going to do is...
I feel like you've rinsed number three out.
Yeah
absolutely.
So sparse there now.
It is. I think we should try number two out.
Number two?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, can we light up number two, please? We really do need to do more production on this. And let us know when you'd like to release your coin into number two.
Release the coin!
Down it goes. Landed on its edge. That's never happened before.
That's
incredible. Oh no, it's fallen down now flat and it's pushing. Yes.
Yes! Clip clap.
Well done.
Click clap.
Click clap. Click clap. Click clap.
Click clap.
Well done, CJ. You've won nothing.
You just summed up my life there.
Other than our rather pathetic gratitude.
Oh, no.
What is that?
No, it's just we are the champions in the background. you got to be ready for these.
Of course you have. It's almost as if you knew.
I did. I told you I was going to win.
How prescient. Well, CJ, thanks very much for playing Toppling Juncture today.
Great experience.
Appreciate that. Yes, thank you for playing. If you would like to play Toppling Juncture, why don't you email us your details? It's jake.yap@talkradio.co.uk. You can play tomorrow if you like, or the next day. We're more or less done here, but... Sam Delaney's up. I mean, I'm kind of curious to see what's on ITV after 4 o'clock.
No,
I'm not really.
Nothing.
I'm not really.
I'm
really having fun. Literally nothing.
They're just going off air for a while.
Yeah, they're just going off air. Sam, you're looking good.
Looking
relaxed, actually. Yeah. I would describe your outfit as catalog grade. You know what I mean? You look like you belong in the next catalog.
Do you want me here?
Oh my!
Wow.
Yeah. Did you ever do any of that?
I've been in catalogues, yeah.
Of course you
What's just happened is, I would say, indescribable.
Yeah, you didn't see that, but I struck a classic catalogue man pose. Mm. I put my hand in a sort of salute position to the peak of my cap, as if gazing into the distance like men in catalogues do.
Yeah.
And it wowed Cornelius and Jake. Mm.
It had shades of Brian Cox as well, you know, doing one of his Universe programmes.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Space is amazing. Yeah. One of those, yeah.
Always feels like a slightly awkward date. That. And now I'm leaning in for the kiss.
I tell you who else is an awkward person like that.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Rick Stein?
Oh, dude, you say that to me when there's like 35 seconds
see,
of
I
show
knew
left.
You'd have thoughts on him. He's taken over a restaurant in my area, which I'm really excited by because my wife and I have been fascinated by Rick Stein for many years because he also is like being on an awkward date. He sort of walks.
Yeah,
I quite like him, but he always seems like he's desperate to rush off to have a poo. Because he looks strained and nervous.
I'm really enjoying myself here. I'm having a really great time at your expense. And, what's wrong with that?
And he's really condescending to the crew. He goes, the guy who operates the camera had never even heard of foie gras. Yeah. Can you imagine that?
Yeah. Never tasted caviar. I mean, I just think we should all be getting involved with...
Exactly.
He did that Weekends Away or something show recently, which is literally just him having a lovely time.
Yeah. It's a shame about his dog Chalky, wasn't it, when that died? That's pretty much... He has this charmed life,
I didn't
Rick
know about
Stein.
That. What happened to his dog?
Oh, it just, I don't know, it just dropped dead. It was pretty old. He went everywhere with Chalky. So I was like, and Chalky loved it, didn't you, Chalky? Chalky ate better than most of the viewers of the show. And then one day Chalky died, and that was a shame. But if you look at Rick Stein's life, it's pretty much the only blip that he's had in an otherwise charmed existence.
Is he on your show?
Oh, no, you want to know what's on the show. The best thing is George Osborne's first issue of The Standard is out today, and we will have a panel of experts doing a full and frank dissection. Panel of experts, that's right. Yeah. Journalists, comedians, experts.
Comedians definitely constitute experts. Sam Delaney from 4 o'clock right after the news. That's it from me. I'll be back tomorrow from 1. Join me then. Bye.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.